Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot, we charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
Millions of people have lost weight with personalized plans from Noom. Like Evan, who can't stand salads and still lost 50 pounds.
Salads generally for most people are the easy button, right? For me, that wasn't an option. I never really was a salad guy. That's just not who I am. But Noom worked for me.
Get your personalized plan today at Noom.com. Real Noom user compensated to provide their story. In 4 weeks, the typical Noom user can expect to lose 1 to 2 pounds per week. Individual results may vary.
Red hot comic book movie news, shooting up your butthole. The Weekly Planet, The Weekly Planet.
What am I doing here?
Good stuff. There we go. Okay. Welcome back, everybody, to another episode of The Weekly Planet, official podcast of comicbookmovie.com, where we talk movies, comics, TV shows. My name is James, also known as Mr. Sunday. With me is always my co-host, Nick Mason, internet celebrity Nick Mason.
That's me. That's right. Me. We're here on the show. You know what would be good? Somebody out there could build, like, you know how somebody, people make the supercut, and they make a supercut of, you know, me saying dumb things for like 10 minutes or whatever. A supercut, it's just a flawless intro. Right. That would be good. Like you say it flawlessly and then I say something intelligent or insightful, but it's normally you stumble over and then I'm like, I'm here too. So
I don't think there's enough audio for that in the 123 episodes or whatever there is.
Well, yeah. We gave it a whirl, didn't we?
We did.
We've had a good run.
Yeah. And speaking of giving it a whirl, did you know they're giving another Star Wars movie a whirl?
Give it a whirl. They're going to make a good one eventually. I'm kidding. For new listeners, I really like the last one.
Yeah, it was pretty great.
Pretty good film.
So they released a very short teaser for episode 8, which I'm sure you saw.
And the conspiracy theory started already. I don't know if you know that.
In terms of, like, is that the start of the film?
They're like, that's just different angles from episode 7, which is weird that they would get... It suggests that either they got all the crew together and then had...
Was it Ryan Danny? Johnson?
Ryan Johnson.
Were you going to say Danny DeVito?
I was going to say Danny DeVito. No, I was going to say Danny Boyle.
Danny Glover.
It looks like... I cannot tell the difference between Ryan Johnson and Danny Boyle looking at him.
Really?
Yeah.
Okay, fair enough. It's the glasses, isn't it?
It's the glasses.
Okay, anyway, exactly. Go on. Sorry, go on.
Classic superhero disguise. Yeah. But either they got all the crew of episode 8 together and went, just pretend we're filming. We'll drag you all out here. Or they just got the crew of episode 7.
Yeah, well, I'd imagine...
Hey, let's pretend this is episode 8, guys.
It must be... I reckon it would be essentially the same crew.
Yeah, it's the same crew, yeah.
But look, it could have easily been filmed... Like, because it shows...
Oh, you're one of the
No, I'm just trying to explain. I wasn't going to talk about it for this long, but you bloody brought it up, all right?
Okay.
Like, that could have been behind the scenes from episode 7, and then they just cut to Ryan Johnson going... Good work, everybody. We're making Star Wars. Like, it doesn't have to be on the same day.
He does say that all the time. After every take, he demands it. After every take, he's like, we did it, everybody. We're making Star Wars. And he demands everybody cheers. And anybody who doesn't cheer gets fired.
Yeah, he's a hard taskmaster.
So by the last shot, he'd be like, well done, everybody. We did episode 8. And there's just one camera guy going, yeah.
Look, I'm excited.
Me too.
I mean, it's starting. It didn't really show us anything new. People are saying, well, does that mean that episode 8 picks up exactly where 7 left off? Or will they start there and then will they time jump forward 6 months? Because none of the Star Wars movies follow exactly on. There's normally like a gap in
there
between.
Is, yeah. Mm-hmm.
But I feel like for all the comics and books that will go in between, they will leave a gap. Because how much lore can you squash
in
there?
You can't squeeze in any sidequels in there.
That's right. Any Captain Phasma escapes the trash compactor.
That's right.
Graphic novels. So, yeah.
Boy, I'd say that.
Me too.
I'd read that.
Yeah.
Just her picking away at the...
She takes off her helmet, just filled with toilet water, just emptying it out. Yeah.
There's just like a... Like, you know, fish skeleton.
Yeah, like a whole fish in a boot just shakes out of it. Anyway, Carrie Fisher also confirmed that this movie will be filming under the title Space Bear.
No, she didn't.
Yeah, no, it's true. You know how, like...
Oh, I see what you're saying.
Yeah, okay. It's not the actual title.
The fake title.
It's the fake title. Like, you know, Return of the Jedi was Blue Harvest and whatever.
But that the idea of that is so people don't show up to the set of yes. like, oh, I love Star Wars, I go see Star. Like, if you tell people.
Yeah, it's, you're right. But, I mean, the jig is up at this point.
Yeah,
isn't
I guess it's
it?
True,
I mean,
yeah.
you know what they've just implemented as well? Yeah. Drones to attack drones that aerial film.
That's amazing.
Sets to that.
Wow.
So, yeah.
But then you know what you because, like, the I guess the media outlets would have a drone to fly around and, like, take yeah. shots of the filming.
Yeah.
So then you have the Lucasfilm drones that shoot down those drones or whatever.
They look like mini like Star Destroyers.
A little TIE fighter. But that's the thing, because it'll be a Star Wars branded anti-drone. So that's now a collectible. So somebody's going to build another drone that's got like a big net on it and then capture those drones.
Oh man, this is going to be aerial warfare above yeah. the set of Star Wars.
In a way, this is the real Star Wars.
In a way, yeah. That's very exciting. The possibilities there. I want to see that movie.
Yeah. Well, there'll be
the drone pilots. Yeah.
Oh, so good.
Yeah.
Drone
it's
wars.
Like the people who, you know, who steal the Death Star plans. They're like, you just kind of like hear about them, but what did they really get up to? And now they're getting their own movie.
Because wasn't there, remember there was that film, Fanboys?
I never saw it. Yeah.
Yeah. Well, there was that the film about they wanted to get their friend to see Star Wars episodes. Now there's going to be a film about people who just collect Star Wars drones.
You bloody heard it here first.
Yeah, that's right.
Someone's going to make that.
I hope so.
It won't be us.
No.
And the version that does come out won't be good.
That involves controlling a drone, and I feel we'd
crash. I did that, actually, the other week. Yeah, they're awesome. Yeah.
All right.
But
we've all got stuff going on.
I don't want one. I'll just crash it immediately.
Yeah, exactly.
All right, so you know Blade Runner 2 is happening.
Now I do.
I'm sure I've talked
about
it.
I mean, I always did.
You always did. It's got a release.
In my heart of hearts, I always knew it was. Yeah.
It's got a release date of January 12th, 2018. Do you reckon that's enough buffer from Star Wars?
Yeah, and that's plenty of time to change directors like 8 times.
Yeah, that's right.
Do a whole bunch of scripts and have a whole bunch of people go, oh, I like the previous script a bit better, yeah. and then fill our hearts with despair and then produce a movie that's fine.
Have Harrison Ford break his leg again and then
he's
pause
suing,
production.
Right? Isn't he suing somebody?
Yeah, I don't know if he's suing, but yeah, there is legal.
His leg is suing.
His leg is suing.
His new bionic leg is suing.
I don't think he cares. Like, I'm sure his people are like, can we sue? And he's like, I don't know, whatever.
Sure.
I mean, it did hurt, so probably, yeah. Sue.
Mm-hmm.
But you know what's interesting?
I'll just be over here struggling through my life with this medical marijuana. It's helping me through. Just
what's interesting about this is, though,
God, life's tough, isn't it, being rich and stoned all the time, allegedly.
Yeah, allegedly.
Not really.
So that's January 12th. January is like the toilet of cinema.
For now, though.
But now because Star Wars took all that January money as well.
Yeah.
So now Blade Runner's January 12th, like Blade Runner 2.
Uh-huh.
I don't think it means it's garbage.
Right.
I think it just means that people see, oh, shit, there's a market.
There's a huge empty gap where we can put a film. Yeah.
Yeah, a Blade Runner sequel.
Mm-hmm.
Harrison Ford actually is excited about this because I saw an interview with him during the Star Wars press conference and like, how do you feel about sequels? Do you want another sequel for anything? He's like, no, fuck off. No. And then he's like, oh, no. Yeah, Blade Runner. That'll be all right. I don't know whether he was like, shit, I should say Blade Runner.
There's a flashback to like him and his agent's office and he signed the Blade Runner contract. And there's like a proviso. It's like $1 million bonus if he acts enthusiastic during like interviews and stuff. And he flashes back to that. And he's like, oh no, but I love Blade Runner though. I love it.
I bet he doesn't always get that $1 million.
Yeah.
I bet he didn't get it for Firewall.
No.
I bet he didn't get it for Hollywood Homicide.
Mm-hmm.
I bet he didn't get it for Age of Adeline. Speaking of garbage sequels.
Oh yes.
No, I think, you know, I'm excited for Blade Runner too.
Yeah, me too.
Just to see what it's like.
Yeah.
Are you one of those people that loves the original Blade Runner?
I think
Tears in the Rain, monologue.
See, for me, it was one of the films I had to do in like
English
class.
Oh, that's right. Yeah, no, I did know this.
Like, we had to, so that kind of takes some of the fun out of it.
It takes literally
all the fun out of it.
Yeah.
But it is a very good movie.
I never got to study a film in school, so now I don't know anything about film.
Yeah.
I always wanted to, though.
Yeah.
No, I feel like it'd break me.
I'm just going to look up Vangelis.
What's that?
Vangelis was the guy who did the music.
Oh, okay.
Just
to see if he's alive.
Yeah, that's what I'm doing. Okay, here we go. Composer. He's still alive.
How old?
He's 72.
He could do that.
So he's younger than Harrison Ford, right?
Yes, I guess. Yeah, I think he would be.
Oh,
he's around the same age.
He's the bloody young duck on this film. All right, let's fingers crossed he's going to do
Blade Runner 2. Yeah.
Yeah.
There you go. Running through the streets. It's pretty good.
Yeah.
It's a pretty good movie. San Andreas 2 has been greenlit.
Oh, that's right. People tweeted this at us.
Yeah. So I hope it's just a trial for The Rock. Being like, you stole a helicopter and thousands of people died. This is your job and you left. You took a really important piece of equipment that we used to save people.
Did he crash it in the end? What happened?
I think he did crash it.
Yeah.
California dreaming, mate.
Yeah.
That's what that... I don't know. But anyway, this one's...
What were you thinking? But I mean, what was he going to do with it anyway? There's room for like three people on board.
He could have done a few trips back and forth.
He could have done a few trips back and forth. Could have saved Kylie Minogue.
He could have saved Yoan Griffiths.
Yep.
Yeah. But he got his comeuppance, didn't he?
That's true, he did.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. So apparently he's going to encompass the Ring of Fire in the Pacific Ocean, which is apparently this place got its name because there's 450 volcanoes that surround it.
Oh.
So it's going to be all volcanoes. Didn't he do Journey to the Center of the Earth 2?
Yes, he did.
There's probably a bunch of volcanoes in
Journey
that.
Journey 2, the center Journey of the Earth, 2. Number 2.
No, I get it.
So,
I bet it was a was number 2.
Yeah, so are they going to call it San Andreas 2?
I hope so.
Yeah, me too.
I mean, that would
San Andreas
sense.
2, colon, it's not in San Andreas.
Because that place is ruined. Literally destroyed. Yeah.
See, because people tweeted at us about this sequel, which you hated and I was ambivalent towards.
Yeah.
I thought it was kind of fun.
I hated it.
Because there wasn't a villain to smash, basically.
Yeah, they tried. That's not why I hated it.
Okay.
I hated it because it was a bad and boring film that made no sense and the CGI was spotty and all over the place and, I don't know, The Rock was like completely unlikable.
What do you tell us how you really feel, mate?
And also, at this point, watching a city fall down, I don't feel any emotions.
Well, exactly. It's just somebody's special effects reel.
Yeah, like, exactly.
I didn't mind it.
I feel like if I really saw a city fall down, I'd feel something. But then maybe not, because I'm so desensitized.
Whoa.
You know, there's that conspiracy theory about all these natural disasters and alien attacks. The only reason they make these movies in case something like that happens, and then people go, oh, yeah.
Is that a conspiracy theory?
That's a conspiracy theory, yeah.
We're all about the conspiracy theories this week.
You know it.
Anyway, I thought, because people tweeted us, there's going to be this sequel. I'm like... Where are they going to go if they still call it San Andreas? Is it just going to be another... Would you watch if it was another earthquake in San Andreas? Just the wreckage of San Andreas was just another one. And they're like, we're falling even further. This is real bad. We thought it was bad before, but it's real bad now.
What do you knock down? Like a pile of rubble? You know what I mean? Yeah. It has to have moved locations,
I guess.
So... what's he going to be doing? Do you reckon his family's going to be in there in the volcano? They'd be like, we're just on this Pacific Island holiday.
We just got to get away from the destruction of San Andreas.
Oh no.
Let's not research dangerous areas.
Do you reckon they'll work in like global warming and things like that?
No. Mm. Was it? No.
There wasn't a reason behind the earthquake, was there? Paul Giamatti's just like, oh shit, there's going to be a pretty big earthquake.
Yep.
So do you reckon they'll just do that again?
I think they will.
It's going to be an even bigger earthquake, but with volcanoes.
Yeah,
great.
Unless they're like, no, because maybe they'll be like, oh, we've got them. The last one was just things falling apart. This one's got a social message about it.
Oh,
then that's the way.
The social message should be: don't steal a helicopter that's used to rescue people.
Exactly.
Anyway, Adam McKay, director, he'll be back to write for a bit on Ant-Man and the Wasp, the sequel, because you know. He had his hand in writing the first one. They wanted him to direct it, but he was like, this is very late in the game.
Uh-huh.
Like, I'm happy to pitch in, but, you know, and maybe he was friends with Edgar Wright as well. And so he's like, I don't know about this. So, yeah, that's cool.
That's pretty good.
He's a pretty good dude. Are you excited for Ant-Man and the Wasp?
Yes, I am.
Me too.
Now we've established the origin.
Yep.
And that's out of the way.
Yep.
Just fun film. Just make it a fun action film.
Yep. Do you want 60s flashbacks?
Yes.
Me too.
Yeah. And 80s flashbacks.
Yes. Yeah. Me too.
Flashbacks.
Flashbacks. Flashbacks.
I thought we were going to go into a flashback, but then we didn't.
Oh, I could probably edit.
Could you flashback to like a really old episode where I'm talking about how excited I am for the Edgar Wright Ant-Man movie? And then to another flashback where I'm really sad that he's not on it.
I'd have to go through so much stuff.
Don't do it. Don't worry about it. Just pretend we did that and it'll be a real fun bit.
It'll be a good joke, yeah. Mm-hmm. Also, Anthony Mackie mentioned that Civil War, I think he said it was the best Marvel movie that he's seen. And he also mentioned the cast.
He's seen the movies he's in.
And he mentioned the cast and apparently he mentioned Mark Ruffalo is in it, who was thought not to be in it.
Well.
But I hope...
maybe it's a flashback. Then you flashback to Avengers and he's in Avengers. And then you flashback to that weird Coca-Cola commercial that he's in that.
Is that a flash forward though?
Yeah.
It's interesting, isn't it?
Yeah. So Mackie's given the game away here. He's revealed the secret. He has. Okay.
I hope, and I didn't think he was in it because they mentioned that they'd cut him. But, yep. You know, I can't imagine he would have brought it up if he's not in it, you'd think.
Yeah, that'd be a weird...
Mackie gets very excited, though. He's always like, this is Avengers 2.7. This is Avengers 3.9. This is Civil War 0.7. Like, he's just throwing out all these decimal points. I never know what he means.
Mm.
But this is pretty clear cut.
How about it's the end. Mm-hmm. It's the end of Civil War.
They're all tucking out.
They're all still fighting.
Oh, Nick Fury's tucking them into bed.
That's right, yeah. They're all fighting. Spider-Man is there, and he's like, I'm here, I'm Spider-Man, right? And people are like, oh, Spider-Man finally, right? And he's on screen for like 2 seconds, and then you hear this thunderclap, and like Hulk, you see Hulk fall out of the air, and he's wearing like a real big, like old-timey space suit. And he's like, I'm back from space! And then he just hits the ground, and there's a big explosion, and then it just says, to be continued.
That would be incredible.
Right?
I was hoping...
Spider-Man gets 1 second of screen time.
And then flattened? Yeah, or it just cuts to the Hulk.
Just cuts to the Hulk. And he's like, I'm back from space. Stuff happened in space. I can talk now. And then he...
But remember, he has to go to Thor Ragnarok.
I was in Ragnarok.
He'll have the next movie. It'll have to be a flashback. But I hope that it's Tony Stark packing the Hulk into a crate and throwing him into space
for
Thor Ragnarok. Even though he was sort of already going to space or whatever happened at the end of Age of Ultron, it was unclear. Because then you could do...
That jet doesn't have the power to go into space.
We've discussed this. I think it has.
All
right. Wormholes.
Yeah, right. Look, I'm willing to believe that it could get into orbit and then something else happened. But I don't think...
What happened to Peter Quill? Like, a bloody... He got picked up by the Ravengers.
But that's not going to happen every week, is it?
Yeah, but if they're like, shit, this guy would be good for our gladiator battles... For our international TV series Gladiator, sorry, interdimensional, interspatial, sure. Whatever the word is.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
Intercontinental.
Thank you.
Mm.
Then that would lead into World War Hulk.
Okay.
So if he comes back and he's like, you shot me into space, you son of a bitch. Like, they must be doing World War Hulk, right?
Yes.
At some point.
Mm.
Just make the good things. That's what I say.
Yeah, exactly.
And hopefully that
make the good things we've heard about before.
Yes.
Make new things. We're putting our foot down. Don't make new things.
Don't even think about it for a second.
Yeah.
Speaking of new things, though.
Oh, good link. I don't know if it's an actual good link, but go ahead.
Yeah, but smooth I appreciate transition. It. Thank you. Well, it was.
Yeah.
Deadpool is shattering box office records all over the box office. They reckon it's going to take another $50 million in the US this weekend alone.
Ooh.
So that's a great follow-up to the 130-odd it made last week. But, of course, on the back of this, a lot of studios and that are thinking... Oh, the R rating.
That's what we talked about this last week.
Yeah, we did talk about it last week.
They never get it right. I don't understand. We talked about like Avatar.
Yeah.
It made a huge amount of money and people are like, because it's the movie bloody houses will end. It's because of the 3D.
Yeah.
People love 3D. Nobody loves 3D. And then we were just hit with a bloody stream of 3D movies.
We're still feeling
the after effects.
Yeah.
The San Andreas aftershocks of Avatar. People like 3D. We didn't like it because it had 3D. We tolerated the 3D.
I didn't like it, period.
Whoa.
That's right. I said it.
Putting your foot down.
Yeah, well, everybody's turned on that movie anyway.
Yeah. So what they've taken away from Deadpool is just make it an R-rated film.
And it will be fine.
Be successful.
Never mind that, like, pretty much every other R-rated comic book movie that's ever come out has tanked.
Yep.
Not every one of them. Like, Kingsman did well, but then you look at Dread tanked. Probably some of the Blade movies.
Sure.
Maybe Constantine, if that was R-rated. It probably wasn't.
Yeah.
I'm trying to think of some other... Spawn, that didn't do well,
mm-hmm.
presumably. But Seth MacFarlane? Is he the one who does Spawn? No. Todd McFarlane. Seth MacFarlane's family guy. He's come out and gone, oh no, I have a Spawn movie ready to go. And so, like, apparently that's, like, the wheels are spinning on that.
Cannot wait.
But Spawn is, like... He's very unlikable. Like, I don't feel...
As a character or just the idea of him?
Oh, everything. Like, the look at... Like, design-wise,
yes.
Incredible. Mm-hmm. Like, he sells a lot of toys. He pushes a lot of merch.
Yeah. But a lot of those little busts where he's got all the chains swirling.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. But I don't feel he's got... Do you think he could be marketed...
He's not a franchise guy.
He's
one and done.
Yeah. I don't mean that he's unlikable. Like, you know, he's a lot of people's favorite character, but... I can't imagine that they'd pull out this amazing Spawn campaign, marketing campaign, and then everyone will rush out to see Spawn.
Mm.
Then again, I said that about Deadpool and it happened.
Wow.
And bloody egg on my face, mate.
Yeah.
But so, yeah, there's also talk that the Wolverine 3 will get an R rating.
Okay.
But the thing is, if you're going to give something an R rating, you've got to give it an R rating for the right reasons. So you don't give Wolverine an R rating because he's like quippy and he's sweary.
Yeah.
You give him an R rating because he's like taking heads off.
Right, exactly.
So
it also seems odd to me that you would build a movie, you'd say, first of all, it's going to be an R rating. Like the whiteboard in the production.
That's your go-to.
Yeah, it's a whiteboard. They've just written R rating in the middle, and then they've just drawn lines off it and gone, okay, what can we do to make it an R rated film? That seems like a terrible way to build a film.
Yes.
Maybe you could cut a guy's head off. Maybe you could say some F-bombs. Maybe you could whatever.
Yeah, well, that's it. Well, James Gunn actually...
Write the film first.
And
if it turns out to be an R rated film, you keep it as an R rated film.
That's
and if
right.
it's not, then it's not.
Then shut up.
Yeah. What has James Gunn said?
Well, James Gunn...
We'll get him on Twitter. No, we won't.
No, he's... James Gunn said that...
Our mate, James Gunn.
I don't know why he hasn't blocked us yet, but he'll get there. He's posted a piece saying what people shouldn't take away from Deadpool is that it's R-rated. They should take away that it's something original, and that's what people like to see. The same way he said that when Guardians came out, people were like, everything became like Guardians of the Galaxy.
Yeah, like the trailer, we should put in a pop song from
the
80s.
Like Suicide Squad, and then the new bloody Star Trek trailer looks like a Guardians movie.
Yes, it does.
You know what I mean? Like, so what you should take from it is... Let's mimic this exactly. It should be, maybe we should try something original and people will maybe go for that. Maybe. Because often also people don't go for original things. It's a bloody crapshoot, isn't it?
I'd say 3D.
Yeah, bring
it R-rated in 3D.
Was Deadpool 3D? It wasn't, was it?
No.
Not when I saw it. Anyway. So look, I don't know. There's a lesson in this. I don't know what it is. But just... Do you want to see an R-rated Wolverine movie?
Yes.
It fits.
Yeah, absolutely.
But then again, this Hugh Jackman Wolverine isn't like the comic book Wolverine in that way. Like, he's not... There's a moment in X-Men 2 where he kills a SWAT team in the X-Mansion.
Yeah.
And that's pushing the envelope. It's not quite
that's
R-rated.
True, yeah.
I would like to see more of that with, the old man Logan kind of story, which is apparently what they're making.
Mm-hmm.
Someone tweeted or emailed me, and I can't remember who, what would you think if they did Old Man Logan, but they replaced Hawkeye, which they have to do anyway, because he's owned by Marvel, with Deadpool, and it was like a buddy.
That would definitely work, yeah.
Do you reckon they do it, though?
Maybe. Mm. And it could be Deadpool, because in Old Man Logan, Hawkeye's blind.
Mm.
So Deadpool could be...
Blind also.
Also blind. Very, very easy fix.
It.
We've cracked the code.
Put it on the whiteboard. Yep. R-rated blind?
Yeah.
Does that tip us over the edge? Depends how
we'll
blind
we get the
covered
blind audience. That'll
That's
be great.
Right, yeah.
Mm.
So, yeah, whatever.
Great.
Yeah, I'm all for it.
Me too.
Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. How to get 30, 30, how to get 30, how to get 20, 20, 20, how to get 20, 20, how to get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month? Sold!
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Millions of people have lost weight with personalized plans from Noom. Like Evan, who can't stand salads and still lost 50 pounds.
Salads generally for most people are the easy button, right? For me, that wasn't an option. I never really was a salad guy. That's just not who I am. But Noom worked for me.
Get your personalized plan today at Noom.com. Real Noom user compensated to provide their story. In 4 weeks, the typical Noom user can expect to lose 1 to 2 pounds per week. Individual results may vary.
Well, look, Mason, you know what we love?
What do we love?
Versus episodes.
Our listeners. Oh.
Oh, yeah. That's priority number one.
Our sponsors.
Our sponsors. That's probably priority number one. Let's rank the things that we love.
Okay, great.
Sleeping.
Our friends and loved ones. Sleep. Okay, sleeping number one. What was I thinking? Sleeping number one.
Number two.
Not going to work.
A good breakfast.
Yeah.
Not going to work's probably number two.
Yeah.
I don't know. I'd probably put work above not going to work above sleeping.
Yeah. Yeah. Me too. Actually. Yeah. Not going to work. Great.
Mm. Mm. Anyway, maybe we'll come back to that. We'll do an episode. We'll rank the things
we just
that we
rank
love.
The things we like.
No, so we do these superhero showdown episodes every now and then. I think this might be the third or fourth that we've done.
Could be.
Where basically we say to people, tweet us in, put it on the Reddit, email two superheroes or supervillains or any fictional or non-fictional character.
Anything in the world. Anything. Anyone, any concept.
It can be a piece of...
Sadness versus sleeping in.
It can be a toaster versus a dragon.
Like a toaster versus a more expensive toaster.
That's right. Mm. Maybe it's got four slots.
Oh, yes. So
can you imagine?
Yeah.
How many slots has your toaster got? Mine's just got the two.
Yeah, mine's just got two as well.
But do you ever need more than that? There's not enough people living here that I would need more than that. I feel like if I had eight kids, I'd need one of those long toasters. Do you know what I mean?
Sure, yeah.
Just put a whole loaf of bread in.
They call it the Brady Bunch toaster.
That's right.
What are we doing here? Anyway, you send in our listeners, the weekly whackadoos, our loyal listeners, they send in some people they would like us to fight to get, and we determine who is the winner. Here am the rules.
Yes.
What are the rules? Okay, here we go.
Open football field.
The rule. Okay,
American
the rule is
football
the
field.
Setting. Both we've got the two opponents. They appear at opposite. They just appear at opposite ends of a standard size American football field, which we have determined is the optimum size and shape for a superhero supervillain concept item showdown.
Correct.
Now, bearing in mind, neither you nor I have ever set foot on an American football field,
and we never
but we
will.
We figure close enough. However, if both characters are Canadian, I'm willing to say it could be an ice hockey rink.
Oh, okay.
But they have to be on skates. Okay. So if it's like Wolverine versus bloody Guardian or whatever,
yep.
They have to ice skate on a hockey rink.
That's fair enough.
Rink.
Yeah, yeah. Okay, so. I'm okay with that. Yep.
Rule number two, they appear, the opposite ends, they see the other one, they immediately perceive the other one as a threat.
Yes.
So it can't be like, hey, maybe they just have a nice little chat. Or,
no,
the other one's a threat.
Enemies.
They are enemies. Then they proceed to neutralize the opponent in the way that they normally would.
That's right. So Batman's not going to kill you.
Yep.
Or fire a gun.
Wolverine might start out non-lethal.
Yep.
And then escalate.
Yep, that's
Deadpool
right.
Deadpool will just kill you straight, try to kill you straight away.
Correct.
Okay. The opponents have whatever equipment they would normally have
yes.
on them.
Or whatever we deem.
Yeah. If somebody's like, if somebody has a good suggestion, we'll just probably just roll with that. That's fine.
Yeah.
I'm going to say no vehicles, no backup, unless it's part of the character.
Yep,
so like
sure.
Batman doesn't have the Batmobile, but Ghost Rider can probably summon his motorcycle.
Sure, yeah, I guess right? so, yeah.
You know what I mean?
Can that summon out of thin air, that motorcycle?
Sometimes it can, sometimes it can't.
Because the Batmobile can't summon out
of...
I guess he could summon the Batwing. We'll get to that, I'm sure.
Yeah.
Let's just say no vehicles.
Let's say no vehicles for the... Yeah.
Yeah. So, and obviously Batman can't call Alfred and be like, Alfred, get down here. Yeah. I'm in trouble.
Please help, Alfred.
Spawn's using all these chains.
Do you have something to help me with that? Spawn's got so many chains. I did not see this coming.
I think that's the rules, though.
That's pretty much the
it's
rules.
Established.
Yeah.
Okay.
And then our decision is final.
Yep.
Unless you have any inkling that there might be a better result, in which case, that's fine.
Also,
we're not super invested in this.
No, and we're not going to fight you on Twitter about it. Whatever you think is correct.
Correct.
We don't care.
All right.
All right. First one. Batman is a... I thought we'd go with the crowd favorite.
We're going to start with a classic. We're going to start with a weird
one. That's right. Batman versus Night Owl.
Okay.
This is from Spellman.
Oh, also, here's another rule I forgot. It's the character in the prime of their...
Yes.
Their prime of their fighting... Their fighting fit.
Unless it's stipulated. Unless it's like, this is Dark Knight Batman.
Yeah, unless it's like... Yeah. Dark Knight Returns Batman versus Old Man Logan.
Yeah, exactly.
Exactly.
That's actually a good one.
It's a pretty good one, right? Now that I think about it, I was going to say another intrinsic part. Like if a character has a vehicle, like as an intrinsic part of their character, I was going to say Clint Eastwood in Gran Torino. He's just got racism in the car. He's allowed to bring the car.
Okay. Fair enough. This is from last name Spellman on the email. I'm sorry, I can't pronounce the first name.
He factored that in.
Yes.
He said, or just Spellman.
Yes, he did.
I think his first name's maybe Hawaiian.
Yeah, okay.
But I'm not going to say it in case it's not.
Also, you can't remember it.
I cannot.
Okay. So Batman versus Night Owl. Now, off the bat, I would say regular comic book Batman is leaps and bounds ahead of Night Owl.
Yes.
Right? Yeah. But in the interest of fairness
yes.
and making this longer than a 2-second conversation, say we chuck in either the Nolan Batman or the Burton Batman. What do you think?
Okay, look, I think I think we should go with Nolan Batman.
Right.
Because Night Owl exists in a universe. Mm. Like, we do have Dr. Manhattan in that universe.
Yes.
But the Watchmen universe is a universe where regular people put on costumes and decide to become superheroes.
Yes.
So, and in the movie, they're kind of like, in the movie, it's kind of hyper, you know, it's kind of this hyper real universe.
Sure, yeah.
Maybe, and I feel in the Watchmen movie, they're kind of superhuman because they've just been punching people so often. They're like,
yes.
They've got like artificial knuckles and dead nerves and they can't feel pain anymore or whatever.
That's it. Exactly.
So let's say Nolan Batman versus comic booky Watchmen movie Night Owl.
Done. Yeah. Any particular era of Nolan Batman? Just whatever. Just it's all
mid-period. Mid-period. Dark Knight.
Dark Knight. Okay, yeah. Great. Mm-hmm. I would say they have roughly the same amount of like tech, I would say.
Mm-hmm.
Like they've both got grapple guns and whatnot.
Batman doesn't have the Batwing at this point though.
No, he doesn't. Let me think about this.
Okay, Night Owl can't have Archie. It's the name of his name.
Oh, is that his little? Oh, it's a chip. Mm-hmm. I thought you meant he's the artificial owl.
Either of them.
Okay, good. Does he have an artificial owl?
It's a real owl.
Okay, good. Yeah. Okay, good. Right, so in terms of fighting ability,
yes,
I would say they're roughly on par, but maybe even Night Owl's quicker because Nolan Batman's doing a lot of
that's true.
Krav Maga elbows.
It's all elbows and knees.
But like Night Owl is like snapping arms and bones are coming out, and like I think he hits
this is
harder.
This has turned very quickly.
But you know what I mean? Like I think he hits harder.
Mm.
I know. What do you think?
Yes,
he does hit harder,
and okay.
Or he doesn't hold back.
That's actually a really good point. Mm. Yeah, yeah.
Mm. Mm. We shouldn't have started on this one.
No, we should definitely have started on this one. We should definitely start on this one to set the precedent that there's a lot of thinking time and we don't really know what we're talking about.
Nolan Batman could barely handle the Joker and some dogs, right?
That's true.
It didn't go well. In a corridor or even in a street alley fight, Night Owl, with the help of Silk Spectre, kill like hardened criminals.
That's true.
Like just brutalize them.
Uh-huh.
And I feel like that in itself gives him, that would give him the edge over the Nolan Batman. The Nolan Batman's always like tripping over and like getting stabbed by accident.
That's true.
And like he's on fire and he falls into a dumpster or whatever. Do you know what I mean? Like there's a lot of that.
Yeah, that's true. But what's he got? Let's get some points in favor of Nolan Batman.
He's got shocky gloves so you can glide.
Yes.
He's got an explosive gun. He's got that bloody.
He's got that gun that shoots
sticky explosives.
Just wet bombs.
Yeah, that's
right. Like just moist grenades.
Yeah.
But I don't think he's got that on him, standard.
Okay, fair enough.
That was for a very specific mission. What's he got on him? He's got batarangs.
He's got a lot of batarangs. Yep. What about that thing that can like grip and like tear the hole in the side of a.
On the side of a truck, he's got
which
that.
Which he uses briefly.
That would work on Night Owl's face.
Definitely,
but he wouldn't use that on Night Owl's face. Yeah.
And who's more heavily armored, would you say?
Batman. Nolan Batman.
But Nolan Batman's got the gaps in his armor.
Yeah, but Night Owl's not going to... You can't get a fist in the bloody
yeah, that's true.
Armor gap. You know what I mean?
You could get has he got like Owlarangs? Has he got bowlers?
He's got a laser.
Has he?
Yeah, he's got a laser.
I remember that.
He's got a laser gun.
That's probably going to come in handy, isn't it?
Yeah, I think so, yeah.
Well, Nolan Batman's got that machine that gets into your phone so you can see through walls until you get hit in the head or whatever. You can't see anything.
That's true. He does have that machine.
Yeah. I don't know. That doesn't help you in
not
a football
gonna help,
field.
Yeah. Mm.
He's also got that machine that can take a fingerprint off a bullet.
Not on him.
not on him. And also not useful.
Yeah.
I don't know. It's Night Owl. He's older, but I can he's stronger and he's faster. Look at that corridor fight. He just tore through those guys.
Yep.
Who's Nolan Batman tearing through? Bloody nobody, mate.
That's true. He's not tearing through anybody unless they're terrified.
That's
of him.
Right, exactly. And nobody, Night Owl's not going to be... Night Owl's like real enemy is his impotency.
That's very true.
Like, he'll fight a man in a bat costume, no problem.
That's true.
Gives him energy and strength.
If anything, he's overcompensating for being impotent.
That's right, exactly. So, that makes him very dangerous.
Yeah. Batman, as far as we know, fully functional junk.
Fully junctional,
as I say.
Yeah, I don't know. And Batman's always like, I guess I should retire.
Yeah.
But I guess Night Owl's in retirement. But he was forced into retirement as well, wasn't he? Because of the Superhero Registration Act.
Mm.
But then again, Batman was also forced into retirement. a lot of retirement going on in superhero movies. I feel like
in a retirement off, who wins in this?
Definitely Nolan's Batman.
Yeah, because he went away for years.
Yeah, he did. Years. Also, I did Night Owl, but I think Night Owl was kind of, he didn't want to. Like, yeah. He always kind of wanted to come back.
Exactly, but Nolan Batman just growing a little goatee and having a hurt leg and just sitting in his sitting in his mansion.
That's right.
Receiving his Levinses on a little serving that's tray. Right.
But what about, but when Ozymandias fights Night Owl, he like pastes him.
Yeah.
But do you think...
He even bloody avoids the laser.
He does avoid the laser.
Now you remember the laser.
That's right. I do remember now. Mm-hmm. But Batman isn't on... Nolan Batman isn't on that level of Ozymandias.
No. No, because Ozymandias is...
Ozymandias, thank you. He gives me the look.
Ozymandias is just like he's the epitome of everything. Like he's the...
He's trained himself to...
Yeah.
Yeah, he can catch a bullet.
Yeah, that's right.
Yeah, I still don't quite understand that.
No.
I think
it's going to go, they see each other opposite ends of the football field.
Yep.
Batman flings a batarang. Mm-hmm. Night Owl hits it with the laser.
Yep.
We're going to say ranged weapons are now out.
Right.
What other, do they have any ranged anything else?
Not
grappling
to my
hooks,
knowledge.
Who knows?
Yeah, grappling hooks.
Yeah, but look, and it's going to come into a...
They just get tangled in the middle and they'd be like, ugh, and they'd be trying to unknot it. Yeah.
It takes forever. It's like untangling your bloody headphones, your bloody iPod headphones. It's going to come to a close action fight. Yeah. I think you're right, it's going to go to Night Owl.
Yeah. Mm. I think he'd just take hold of Bruce Wayne's forearm and then just like snap his elbow backwards and then it would be over.
Mm.
Remember when Bruce Wayne hurt his knee and then he was like, I can't walk.
Can't do anything. Yeah. Can't even go down the shops. Alfred, bring my Levinses.
Look, that being said, any other kind of Batman version except the one from Burton would kill Night Owl, like the comic book version.
He wouldn't kill him.
No, not kill him, but he would like it would eviscerate him. Like he'd have. Is that also killing someone?
Yeah, he'd pull his bloody guts out. You don't want to do
okay,
that.
Okay, fine.
He'd punch
metaphorically.
Him real
yeah.
Yes.
So yeah, in the interest of fairness.
Yeah, I mean in the interest of fairness. Night Owl is just a slightly more dangerous version of Blue Beetle.
Okay, sure.
Because
that's a good point.
He's like a deliberate variation of that character.
Mm.
So comic book Batman would definitely beat this.
Yes.
But I think if we're talking Nolan versus movie Watchmen,
that's how that goes.
That's a short fight, yeah.
What about this one? This is from Fake Zach.
Okay.
Rick versus the Doctor.
Oh, that's right.
Now we need to establish, is it Rick from The Walking Dead?
No, it's Rick. it's Rick, the crazy scientist from Rick and Morty.
Yes, versus Doctor Who.
Yep.
Whichever one. Let's say current, maybe. Or do you want to go like Tennant? Because I feel like Tennant's more
okay,
prime.
Well, I think we have to determine who is the Doctor in his prime, which will upset a lot of people.
I'd say it's probably Tennant.
I would say it's also Tennant.
Popularity-wise, at least.
Okay, yeah, it's Tennant.
Look, I haven't seen a lot of this new season, so I can't speak for it either. Yeah. So do you want to go Tennant? Like, Tennant and Matt Smith are pretty much the same. They just got slightly different hair.
That's true.
It's the same version. Uh-huh. What about Eccleston? He seems more dangerous.
Capaldi could have like some sort of...
Guitar?
I was going to say guitar riff versus... Like weird dance off.
Yeah, sure.
That could totally work. Yeah. So it's Rick from Rick and Morty.
Yep.
Look, TARDIS or no TARDIS for the Doctor?
I think he'd probably arrive in the TARDIS.
You're pulled from your time stream.
Does that mean Rick has his bloody portal
gun?
Yes, he does,
because it's in his coat.
Well, then the Doctor has his sonic screwdriver. Yeah. And a lot of time, the Doctor has a portable teleporting thing on his wrist.
A lot of the time or all the time? Standard issue or no?
I just feel like if you give him the teleporter, Doctor Who's standard issue is the TARDIS.
Mm.
Like if you buy a Doctor Who action figure, he's with the TARDIS generally, or it's boxed in the TARDIS or something.
See, I don't know.
I know
that.
We said no vehicles.
Yeah.
So you reckon Doctor Who would not have the TARDIS?
I reckon Doctor Who would not have the TARDIS.
He'd just close, because he'd just get in and close the door and be like, ugh.
Yeah, exactly.
Ugh.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, you gotta remember as well, the Doctor can pull out some 11th hour bullshit and always win.
Yes.
But
that's what I'm saying. This is a scenario in which he can't do that.
okay, right.
There's no writing tricks. There's no bloody painting yourself out of a corner.
Right.
Doesn't work.
Okay. Then it's Rick.
It's Rick. Yes, it is.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, he's... The Doctor is very reluctant to kill.
Yeah.
He will.
Yeah.
If you make him. Yeah. But Rick would kill anybody.
For any reason.
At any point in time. Remember he killed Morty's school bully, like by accident?
Yeah.
He shot him with a freeze gun and then left and then it just fell over.
Remember then when he horribly mutated everyone in the world?
That's right, exactly.
And they just left that reality?
He doesn't give a shit.
Yeah.
So, and I feel like Rick would also know who he is.
Oh, good. But I think the Doctor would know who he is. I think if we're building that okay. scenario, I would say they each know who the other one is.
But, okay, I guess so, because there's a lot of like...
Because, look, I'm willing to say that the Doctor, if he can't... I'm going to say he hasn't built... we can't build a scenario in which he's had all the people in the world
yeah.
love him, and so he defeats Rick because they all scream, the Doctor beats Rick, or whatever, and yeah. he's built a series of magical satellites.
He doesn't know he's going to be there.
Yeah.
He's just pulled into
it. But I'm going to say they are both aware of who the other one is.
Okay.
I'm going to give them both the level of knowledge that they right. would have, I think.
In that case, then, the Doctor would run immediately if he knew who he was.
Mm. Okay.
Do you think he'd be able to... take out his portal gun with his sonic screwdriver?
I think so, yes.
I think also hand-to-hand, Rick has that.
Yes, he does.
Like, yeah. he loves a bloody knockdown, drag-out brawl.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like, he's not above that. Like,
no.
he'll punch another scientist
yeah.
or like, you know, tear an alien's head off or whatever.
I'm willing to give you this.
Mm.
The Doctor does not arrive with the TARDIS.
Yeah.
But it's on the way.
Okay, sure.
Because...
And just every now and then it cuts to it. It's like...
Exactly. Because the TARDIS is... intelligent.
Yeah, it's like Thor's hammer. It's kind of linked to him.
Yeah, he's done that in where he's lost in our deep space or whatever, and the TARDIS is on the way to find him.
Yes, okay.
So if he lives long enough, it's going to get there.
Right, okay.
Yeah.
Will he live long enough, though?
Yes.
Then what does he do? Just get in the TARDIS?
Maybe.
Would you like to just see a fight inside the TARDIS?
Yes.
Me too.
Yeah.
Man, that'd be incredible.
Okay, so... again, they immediately perceive the other one as a threat.
Yes.
I'm willing to believe that the Doctor could negotiate long enough that he isn't immediately killed.
Do you reckon Rick would pause?
Yes.
To see where
this is going to go.
Okay, sure.
I think Rick would want to know what the angle on this is.
Right, right.
Mm.
And then he'd kill him?
Then he'd kill him.
Okay, good.
Yeah.
I'd imagine he'd just be a pile of ash with like a pair of chucks.
Yeah.
Like that's how that would end.
I think so.
That fight. I don't know how, but
yeah.
don't know the specifics, but yeah. Mm-hmm. Interesting. What about this one?
I think if they both get in the TARDIS, it's the Doctor's fight.
It's his arena, yeah. isn't it?
Mm-hmm.
He could pull a lever and
sure.
I don't know what happens.
Yep.
He's intangible or something. Whatever he can. But he can also, the Doctor can teleport the TARDIS around him.
Yeah.
So if it did arrive, maybe that's how it would arrive, and then they'd both be inside it.
Okay, all right, good.
Yeah. But then it's if he lives long enough.
Uh-huh.
This is from Max. Doctor Strange versus the board game Operation.
Operation would win. Absolutely, there's no question there.
For those of you who are not aware, Doctor Strange lost the use of his hands in a car, but not complete use, but he was in a horrific car accident.
He can use them enough to make the devil horns to summon his magics.
But any kind of fine motor skills?
Yeah.
No.
Yeah. That's very good, I love it.
Thank you. That being said, he has been known to perform surgery using magic.
Mm.
Do you see what I'm saying?
I see what you're saying, yeah.
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 Mm.
I still think the board game Operation wins.
Okay.
That does not brook no nonsense. There's no maybes in that. There's no...
Yeah, you're right.
You touch the side, that buzzer's going off, man.
Now, correct me if I'm wrong.
Yes.
I don't remember that game very well. Are you pulling organs out of a man or like bits of glass and wrenches
and shit?
Oh, no,
you're pulling like organs and bones.
That
you're not pulling shrapnel.
Dead then.
Yeah, exactly, yeah. But he was dead anyway because Doctor Strange is...
That's a good point. Yeah. So they both appear at the opposite ends of the football field.
Correct.
And then Doctor Strange has a meltdown.
Yes, he does. He's like, no! My one weakness, why?
I'm very much looking forward to that Doctor Strange movie, though.
Yeah, yeah.
Man, I'm super pumped for it. Yeah. What about this one?
Okay.
Oh, by the way, all these... Oh, you got one there?
Okay, how about... Oh, here's one. Mm. This is from Jakob von Schwant on Twitter.
Good stuff.
Professor X versus the Purple Man.
Right.
How about that?
Do you think Professor X could psychically shut him down?
Yes.
Mm.
However,
mm.
well, here's the thing. Let's say it's Patrick Stewart, Professor X, David Tennant, he's back.
Yes.
For making another one. David Tennant, Purple Man.
Yeah. Does that, the height of his powers means he can speak over a PA and he's in a hospital? And because none of that happens in
We're going to go with that.
Okay, good, okay.
Yeah, yeah.
Does he have a megaphone in this scenario?
He does not have a megaphone.
His classic weapon.
No, he does not have his classic weapon, the megaphone. See, here's the thing, because Professor X, psychic powers.
Yes.
Psychic shielding.
Yes.
Purple Man's power, not technically psychic.
No, it's pheromones and whatever, yeah.
And movie Professor X, he's super vulnerable to anything that isn't psychic powers, ultimately. He's been
probably
distracted
punched.
Slightly. He's been punched.
He exploded that time.
Yeah. What an idiot.
Yeah. Mm. He injected him with that stuff that made himself walk, but he couldn't. How does a wheelchair go on grass? His wheelchair, the Professor X wheelchair.
Yes.
Would it be okay? Because in the comics, he's got like a hover wheelchair.
Uh-huh.
But I don't think, you know what, movement's not important for him though, is it?
That's true, yeah.
So I don't think he's running down the field or rolling down the field in his wheelchair, is he?
Okay, so what's the range on Purple Man's?
I'd say, well, it spanned the hospital. So I would say, like, I'd say it probably...
How long does it take to start up though?
Instant, isn't it instant?
No, it's pheromones.
Oh, I guess if he's there, yeah, that's a good point.
It's a range.
Depends on the wind then, doesn't it?
That's what I'm saying.
Yeah.
No wind.
Okay. No wind.
Yeah.
All right, fair enough.
Standard air movement. No wind. Wait, let me check. No wind.
No wind in here.
Mm-hmm.
Mm.
Yeah.
Yeah. It depends.
Tricky, right?
I think Professor X could shut him down before he could.
Yes.
That being said, the Professor X in the movies isn't very good at being Professor
He's
X.
He's very bad.
It always seems like
Hence
it's his
the
first
term,
day.
Professor Xing.
That's right.
His powers are incredible.
Yep.
But he's very good at having a small thing get in his way and neutralizing him.
And then Cyclops has to deal with it.
Then Cyclops has to deal with it. Exactly.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Mm. And you know what? He's a very dangerous man to control, as we've discovered.
Yeah.
In X-Men 2, when Stryker's son got in his head and made him like, he was going to kill everyone in the world or something.
That's right, yeah.
Kill all the mutants.
Yeah.
I think Purple Man's got this.
Yes. I'm going to say, well, see, that's the thing. I think again, they perceive the other one as a threat.
Yeah.
I think Professor X would pause long enough.
Right, yeah. For this version, yeah.
Yeah, I think would pause long enough for the pheromones to sort of wash over him.
Yeah.
And then...
be like, kill yourself.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah.
Yeah. Run over your own neck.
But my question then, I think, would be, does Professor X have enough psychic, like, just mental stamina to overcome that?
No.
I'm going to say yes, though.
Really?
Yes.
Why do you say... when have you ever seen him break a mental bond on himself?
Oh, yeah, that's actually a really good point, now that I think about it.
Comics, yes.
Comic book, yes.
Definitely.
Right. Yep.
In X2...
Yep.
He manages to break out of that psychic bond briefly that he's under.
Yep.
That being said, he goes back under straight away, but also he's not able to stop, like...
I think movie-wise, it's going to be Kilgrave.
No, okay. No, what I was going to say as well... Professor X could maybe break the psychic bond, but again, this is pheromones.
Yes.
So he's never seen that before.
Mm-hmm.
Mm. What about this one? This is from Daniel.
Okay.
King Leonidas of 300, not historically, versus Captain America. He says both have 6 shields and unclear advantage, strength and durability. Unclear advanced.
Yes.
Sorry, strength and durability, which is true. Mm-hmm. They both have super ripped bods.
Oh, yes.
Would you say Leonidas is like peak... in the peak physical condition in the terms
of the same way that Captain America is.
Yeah.
He's more ripped.
He's more ripped. He's definitely
crazy
bigger.
Ripped.
But
he's probably got like...
weird shrunken balls from all his steroid use.
Well, yes, that. And he's also probably got dysentery.
Yeah, that's true.
I mean?
Yeah. He's also barefoot.
He's barefoot. That's true.
Yeah.
Mm.
Mm. In the comics, he's also naked, I believe.
Huh.
They're all naked.
Well, that's embarrassing. So that's points against him.
Of a part of it, he is at least, anyway. And they both have shields.
Yep.
Captain America's shield is obviously can do things that Leonidas' shield cannot do.
Yep.
Leonidas can take a bunch of arrows and then use his like his spear to like swipe them off.
Yep.
And it looks super
cool.
Points
for drama.
Points for drama. Mm-hmm. But I think Captain America's shield could split his shield in half.
Yes.
Because it's like it's all like a Greek forgery. It's probably made of bronze or some balls material.
Yeah.
Like I doubt it's gonna do any damage.
Uh-huh.
Is Captain America faster? Well, he would be, wouldn't he?
Yeah, I'd say he would be.
Yeah. Yeah.
More agile. He's got that lean muscle.
Yes, that's true. Yeah. He's got that the runner's muscle.
That's true, yeah.
I'm imagining Leonidas running in and doing a leap with a spear.
Yeah.
And then Captain America deflecting it.
Uh-huh.
And then just knocking him out with one punch. One superhuman, enormous punch.
I think it'd take more than one.
More than one
I
punch.
I think this is them going to the ground.
Okay, sure.
Yeah.
Rolling around.
Yes.
Sounds very erotic. I'm sure somebody's thought about this.
It's on the R rating board. It's on the R rating board in the movie. It's like Leonidas versus Chris Evans, naked wrestle.
So what, shields come off?
I think so.
And it's just hand to hand.
Yeah.
Okay, so if we're talking prime Captain America, we're talking Age of Ultron, we're talking Winter Soldier.
Yep.
Where he's had some modern combat training.
Correct, yep.
Leonidas is all like, get in a weird turtle formation. Like, that's his...
Yep, that's right.
You know, don't break ranks or whatever.
Uh-huh.
Like, whenever people do break ranks in those movies, they generally get a whole lot of arrows in them.
Yes, they do.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Make the turtle. Or whatever, you know.
Form the crab.
Yeah, that's right.
Just amphibious animals. So we got...
I think if there were four Spartans...
Yes.
Oh, maybe even...
There are not, though.
Yeah, there's not.
Yeah.
But I'm saying I think he could have some kind of maneuver.
Oh, sure.
You know what I mean? Like he'd be able to form the crab or the turtle or whatever. Or whatever.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
But aside from that, I think on his own, the 300, the advantage of that army is that they've got tactics and they work as a unit.
Yes.
On their own, they're still quite skilled.
Uh-huh.
They're always fighting in pits of dirt as children.
Yeah.
Or wrestling bears in the woods or whatever.
Uh-huh.
But I feel like they're more strength in numbers and tactics.
Mm.
And Captain America specializes in close combat, hand-to-hand stuff.
Yes.
Also, maybe he has a gun.
He could certainly have a gun.
He generally does it, though,
no,
does he?
Yeah. That's true.
Yeah. But he would pick one up. If he needed to.
No guns on the field.
No
gun. No wind, no guns on the field.
Unless you come with a gun.
Unless you come with a gun.
That's right.
Yeah.
Like Batman.
Correct.
Yeah. So who do you think, though?
I'm going to go Captain America.
Yeah.
I think that's the...
Would he kill him? I don't think he would.
See, that's the thing. Like, I also think that if we're saying Captain America, like prime Captain America,
yeah,
he's sort of weaned himself off killing people.
He has, yeah. Although, he didn't kill Batroc the Leaper.
He didn't kill Batroc the Leaper. He didn't kill any of those. I mean, he probably killed some of those people that he kicked off the side of of the ship. You know what
sure,
I mean?
Yeah.
He probably killed those aliens, but they don't count.
No, they certainly don't.
Also,
he went hand-to-hand with Ultron on top of a truck.
It's true. See Leonidas do that.
Yeah. He'd be pasted. Mm. Yeah. I want to see that fight. They both, Ultron and Leonidas, appear end-to-end on a truck of a speeding freeway.
Right.
Because Leonidas would take, like, I don't know, he wouldn't be able to take it all in, and he'd fall off.
Yeah.
And that would be
That
would be the end of that.
What is this? Ooh. And then he'd hit an overpass, probably. Just head an overpass.
That's it. You got one?
Also, you know, I think, that being said, if it came to the ground and Leonidas got to Captain America's shield, I think he'd behead him with it.
Yeah, sure he would.
Yeah.
Like old man Logan.
Yeah.
Like, yeah, totally.
How about this? If we're talking... We often talk, in previous ones we've said no doubles. We're not going to double up. So we can't be like, okay,
yeah.
But here's one. This is Jaden Chivers on Twitter.
Yeah.
He said, Chris Evans as pre-juiced Steve Rogers in Captain America versus John Krasinski as Jim in The Office.
That's a good one.
Because, look, in the
Jim,
one...
Jim from The Office was nearly Captain... Was a bully, yeah. Wait, Jim... I guess he is a bully.
That's
yeah,
what I'm saying.
Yeah,
like, on the one hand, we've got Steve Rogers... Like, we've got Steve Rogers pre-Captain America. He's the little guy.
Yeah.
He's got our physique.
Yes, that's right, yep.
Like, but he's a scrappy fighter.
Scrappy as,
But on the other hand, we've got Jim...
Yeah.
Who, again, is kind of an office bully.
Yeah, but Jim only targets people he doesn't like.
Right.
That being said, in the scenario, he would not like...
Yeah,
Steve
that's what
Rogers.
I'm saying. Yeah.
So they appear opposite ends of a football field.
Correct.
Jim would have to fashion some kind of prank. But a lot of his pranks are like they're months of planning.
Yep.
Like the time that he made an exact copy of Dwight's clothes, but he made them like Velcro tear off.
Oh yeah, that's
like
right.
You can't arrive with that. You can't put someone's stapler in jelly. Like, make it in front of him. Do you
that's
know
true.
Do you see
no,
what I'm
no,
saying?
I see what you're saying. But he might have some passive-aggressive put-downs.
He definitely would have some passive-aggressive put-downs.
Yeah.
But they're fighting, obviously.
But I think I think also Krasinski, like, he's a good enough man that he wouldn't go to, like, physical insults.
No.
He wouldn't be like, ah, oh, you little shrimp man. You
yeah,
know?
That's true, actually.
Yeah.
Yeah. So
he'd... But I think he would... I think he'd have a very good... he'd have a very good line in just holding, like, Chris Evans' head. Like, holding his forehead at arm's length.
Yeah.
And just having... Steve Rogers just swing wildly at him.
That being said, like Chris Evans' Captain America pre-serum would never stop.
That's true, yeah.
So I think it'd have to come to a point where Jim would have to incapacitate him.
Yes.
But he rarely, there's a, goes to violence.
Is there ever a scuffle in the office?
He slaps Dwight in one episode.
Right.
I think he gets shoved up against the wall by like Pam's fiance at some point, but he doesn't like fight back. I don't think he's ever been in a physical confrontation.
Mm.
Yeah, he's good at basketball.
Yep.
There's an episode where they play basketball. Yeah.
So no basketball on a football field. No wind. No basketball. None of the third thing. No guns.
No guns.
Steve Rogers doesn't carry a gun generally.
No. Mm. If it was Dwight from The Office, it would be over very quickly because Dwight has a series of like ninja stars and nunchucks
at all times.
So definitely Dwight. But no, I think John Krasinski would be amused and he would win. He would just be smug and amused. And
John Krasinski would win, do you think?
Yeah.
Jim from The Office would win, do you think?
Eventually.
Wow.
Because I think he'd get him in a headlock until he passed out or something like that.
Oh, maybe. Yeah, okay. Yeah, maybe, yeah okay. That's a good point, I think.
Yeah.
I think maybe Steve could get a couple, like a lucky punch in, maybe.
He'd break his wrists. He's all brittle.
Yeah, but I mean,
that's probably
still,
got polio still.
He's probably still got polio. That's actually a really good point.
Yeah.
Yeah. Who would grab a bit of dirt from the and just fling it in the other guy's eyes first?
Steve Rogers.
Steve Rogers would do that.
Definitely.
Yeah, yeah.
He's not a dirty fighter, but he'll take advantage of the environment.
Yeah.
Yeah. I wonder if he's. I feel like little Steve Rogers has done some boxing.
Right, okay, yeah.
Like, I reckon he does have some fighting abilities, but he doesn't have strength on his side.
He's got basic army training.
Yeah, eventually, yeah. Yeah,
sure. Mm. Mm. So you're still saying Jim from The Office?
Yeah, I reckon you just get him in a headlock and he'd pass out.
Okay.
Yeah.
I reckon it's Steve Rogers.
On grit alone? On handfuls of dirt?
Handfuls of dirt and a couple of lucky punches, yeah.
Okay, all right.
Yeah. Because I don't think Jim's ever been in a real fight.
Yeah.
He's never been in a street fight in an alley.
No.
He has to get a garbage can lid and make a makeshift shield out of it. It's never happened to him.
I can't argue with that.
That's right, yeah.
I cannot argue with that.
Mm-hmm.
Mm.
Yeah.
What about this one?
I'm ready.
This is from Stefan. Kratos versus Alex Mercer.
Okay, so Kratos from the God of War game series.
Famous for their sex mini games.
Great.
And Alex Mercer from the Prototype series.
Yep.
I think just the first one. I never played
He's the villain in the second one.
Mm-hmm. Spoiler alert, Mason.
Sorry, mate.
So Kratos is obviously filled with rage. And Kratos, at full ability, he would be a god.
Okay.
Because he becomes the God of War, spoiler alert, at the end of part one.
Right, okay.
And then he gets stripped of his powers. But even then, he keeps getting new weapons off people.
Right.
Like he tears off somebody's feet and has like winged shoes.
Sure.
You know, and whatever. Uh-huh. You know, he maybe beats up a three-headed dog. And that's pretty hard.
I've never done it.
Alex Mercer, though, can absorb you entirely. But would that work on a Greek god?
No, it wouldn't. Because he can't absorb, like... So Alex Mercer is essentially a biological infection that walks like a man.
Yeah.
That has
the memories of...
Of the original Alex Mercer.
Yeah.
So he can like consume and absorb regular humans.
Yes.
But he can't do that to like the bigger creatures. There's a lot
of
genetically engineered giant monsters and stuff. He can't absorb them. So I would say he can't absorb Kratos.
Yep, fair enough. Mm-hmm. And how many limbs can Alex Mercer lose?
None, really.
Because he'd grow them back?
Well, he doesn't lose limbs in that game. Like, he's never lost a limb.
There's just a weird spray of blood whenever he makes a big claw hand or something, and then...
Precisely.
And then he... How do you kill that guy? How do you kill him in part two?
I can't remember.
I know Kratos can be stabbed to death.
Okay,
sure. You take, like, a magical blade or whatever. Uh-huh.
Yeah.
Well, in the first one, he's pretty much... Not completely.
Okay, so
mortal.
What level of Kratos are we talking about?
I feel
godhood is unfair.
Okay.
Like full godhood is an unfair level.
But he goes godhood, but then he gets stronger than that as
Oh, sure, okay.
Because he starts off not regular human, but he's a bit above regular human. He's got some the Blades of Olympus and whatever, these ones.
Yeah, the whippy chainy ones.
The whippy chainy ones. And then he becomes a god of war, and then he gets those powers stripped, and he's back to square one.
Okay.
And then he earns all those powers back, and he just takes a power from each god as he goes. So he's killing gods up to Zeus.
Uh-huh.
And then he kills Zeus.
Mm-hmm.
Spoiler alert
for
God of War 3. Alex Mercer, I don't think could Well, Alex Mercer is essentially a god, I guess.
No.
You don't reckon?
No, he's just a... Look, he's good at fighting... He's good at fighting troops. He's good at fighting tanks.
Yep.
He's good at fighting helicopters.
Sure.
But you know what we say about this bloody scenario? There's no tanks. There's no...
There's very few basketball games.
That's right. Yeah. None of those things.
So
there's no guns on the field. So.
That's true. So then it's Kratos then.
It's Kratos.
Yeah.
What it's... a ridiculous scenario.
Unlike all these other ones.
Mm. I mean, I guess if it's a... Like if it's a douchebag off, who wins there?
Kratos.
It's still Kratos.
He's so unpleasant.
Yeah, unlikely.
I don't know anyone's like, he's such a great character. He's not. He's the worst. Mm. He's horrible.
Yeah.
I like some of his games.
Okay.
They get a bit samey. I didn't play the last one. Even the PSP ones are quite good, actually. Mm. But
What if it's a running up walls off?
And Alex Mercer definitely.
He's very good at that, yeah.
You know what? The guys who made Prototype made the Incredible Hulk Ultimate Destruction.
That's
game.
Right, yeah.
Love the same mechanics. Flow over. I love that game.
It's real good,
it's
right?
It's real good, isn't it? You got another one? I got one here.
Okay, here's this one. Look, I like this one for the wording more than anything else.
Good.
This is from at Rory McSweeney on Twitter.
Yep.
It says, hey, Mr. Sunday Movies and Wikipedia Brown.
Hello.
Do Martian Manhunter versus The Vision, they're both out of touch flying guys. Now, I know where you're going with that. They both have the ability to turn intangible.
Correct.
But I like the idea that they're both out of touch.
I thought he generally meant that they're out of touch. They're just kind of like above everything else and they see like the big picture. They're kind of like...
And they're also...
I'm not of this world.
They're out of touch with
your
pop culture.
Your human problem. Yeah, exactly.
Well, in a way, their powers are a metaphor.
For?
For them being like not up to date with current music and stuff.
That's true.
Yeah, okay.
They probably don't know what Kanye did at the Grammys.
That's right.
Yeah. Mm. I don't know what he did at the Grammys. Okay, so...
This works on a lot of levels.
Oh, God. the problem with these guys who just have every power...
Yes.
I just don't even know where to start.
Right.
They're just phasing in and out of each other? What are they doing?
Yeah. Look, I would say... Because, like, they both can employ the trick where they sort of phase their hand through somebody and then unphase it slightly and that person, like, just...
Dies.
Has a seizure or whatever.
Yeah.
Yeah, it seems very unpleasant.
Martian Manhunter can read minds, right?
Can't read the Vision's
mind. I was going to say, can he read an android's mind? Yeah. Yep.
Okay, what else can they do? Martian Manhunter can shapeshift.
Useless.
But again, useless because what can he do? He can become a big monster or whatever. Vision's intangible again.
Yeah.
See, now I don't even know any of them. They can both fly.
Yep.
Who cares?
Great, good.
Great. what else?
They're both bloody love
Martian
humanity
Manhunter
or whatever.
Can turn invisible. Who cares? Vision can probably still see him.
Yeah, that's true.
Probably say infrared vision.
Yeah, probably.
So it becomes a bloody laser off. This is just two lasers shooting at each other.
Right. And one's a tech-based laser, I guess.
Yeah.
And one's
Martian
bloody vision laser. Mm-hmm. Mm. Does Martian Manhunter splatter when you hit him?
Sometimes, yeah.
And like he'll...
I feel if he's not paying attention, he'll splatter.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. But I feel like he would be paying attention.
Yes.
Vision can't read minds, can he?
No.
He can, like, if you're a machine, he can, like, put his hand on you and bloody read your mind
or
whatever.
Yeah.
But
useless.
Useless. There's no machines on a football
field.
No
Atari 2600s on the field. They're out of touch. They don't know. They don't know the PlayStation 4s. They don't know.
They're both also, like, they look at humanity as, like, the big picture kind of thing.
They're like,
they'd probably have an existential crisis.
Yeah.
I don't know.
Vision, because he's... I reckon it's Vision.
Because he's got the stone in his head.
and also Martian Manhunter is afraid of fire. So.
Oh, right. Yeah. Okay.
He's super vulnerable to fire.
We should have gone to that straight away.
Yeah,
you're right.
So I would say it's going to be a bloody laser off.
Until Vision's on fire. I mean, until
Martian Manhunter's on fire. Exactly.
If he goes intangible, does the fire hurt him?
Yes. I think it breaks out of his intangibility.
Oh, that's not very good, is it?
Yeah, so I think,
Okay, well, there you go.
Yeah.
We've bloody done it, haven't we?
We have, yes.
Mm. Well, this one.
I'm ready.
This is from, you gave me this one. This is from Dr. Rock 12 and Dr. Fumbles.
Two
distinguished medical practitioners.
Yes.
Yeah. They're both given this one. Blind Hawkeye versus one-armed Green Arrow.
So it's blind. So it's Blind Hawkeye from Old Man Logan.
Correct.
Not just his regular. It's not Jeremy Renner.
No.
Hawkeye who's been blinded.
Yes. This guy is like borderline superhuman.
Yes.
He's like Daredevil with a bow and arrow, basically. And one-armed Green Arrow is actually coming up in the future episode of Legends of Tomorrow next week.
Yeah.
They previewed it. Stephen Amell's got the...
Goatee. It looks very homeless.
Let me tell you.
And so it's Green Arrow from Dark Knight Returns.
Yep.
He's lost an arm in some sort of Superman-based
scenario. Yeah, I think it's a bomb.
Okay,
I think it's a bomb. And I think it was Superman saved him, but in the process he lost his arm.
Right, okay, yeah.
And I feel like the Green Arrow is in a very kind of grounded, he's a very grounded version of that character in a way.
Yep.
Like you don't really see him do anything completely impossible except for fire an arrow with his teeth.
Sure, yeah.
But how quickly could blind Hawkeye kill him? Like who's firing an arrow quicker?
Yeah,
the guy with one arm who fires with his teeth.
Yes.
The guy with both his arms who's blind.
Yeah, that felt like a lot of effort. Like,
yeah,
like it seemed to, like he fires an arrow while hanging upside down from a fire escape with his teeth.
Yes.
Which is very impressive.
Yeah,
but I don't think he winged that.
No,
like, I think he was like, this is how this is going to happen. Like,
yeah.
I better plan this out.
Totally.
I can't do this.
That's exactly it.
You're saying Hawkeye's quicker off the mark.
He's way quicker off the mark.
And also, look, they're both willing to kill each other.
Yeah,
I would
definitely.
Imagine. There's
no
question there.
Yeah.
And this is first one off the mark.
First one off the
mark. And it's Hawkeye.
That's right.
Yeah.
Then again, he is pretty nimble, the future Green Arrow.
Yeah, okay.
But he's also... Well,
he can hang off that fire escape. He can hang off the bloody football, the bloody goalposts.
Do you think there's any disadvantage...
Look pretty obvious, though.
No, for sure. Well, he is blind, so it wouldn't matter. But do you think there's any disadvantage to that version of Hawkeye being blind? Because I don't feel
he's
there
blind.
Is.
He's blind.
Yeah, but I don't feel there is.
He's just
still
regular
got,
Hawkeye.
He's got amazing... He's still an amazing shot.
Yeah.
He goes by sound, and he's still incredible.
How quiet is Green Arrow?
Well, there's grass. It's a little bit rustly, isn't it?
A little bit rustly, exactly.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Maybe if he didn't move.
Yeah.
But I feel like you'd at least hear the quiver. The arrow would clack as it comes out.
Yeah, that's true, yeah.
Yeah. The sound of his mouth opening.
Would that give Green Arrow enough time? Like, if he's totally silent, he waits for Hawkeye to turn his back for a second.
Yeah.
Well, like, because Hawkeye's going to, he's going to need a fraction of a second to get his bearings. Like,
sure.
He's blind.
He'd be like, this is a football field.
Yeah.
Wait, football stadium. That's what he'll say.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I don't know if he's, but do you think Green Arrow would know that he's blind?
No. Wait, does he wear a bandage around his eyes?
No, he's got glasses.
Oh.
Yeah.
Probably just think he's cool then. I mean, this is... Like this, the last scenario was two guys who were very out of touch. These guys are very in touch.
That's
they're,
true.
They're hip cats.
Let's just go through the mechanics of pulling out, firing an arrow with one arm and
your
teeth. So he pulls it out. He's got his quiver over his shoulder.
Yes.
Because he'll need to, because he needs his free arm to grab the arrow.
Yep.
So he grabs the arrow out, puts it in his teeth, takes the quiver off, holds it out.
Yep.
Then somehow having the quiver in his hand, takes the arrow out and positions it in his teeth. And then positions it in the bow and then pulls his head back, which is what I'm doing now.
Uh-huh.
Far away.
Theater of the mind, everyone.
And then fires the arrow.
Yes.
That's, even if he's the best in the world at that, that's 3 seconds.
Yes, it is. He's dead.
Yeah.
It's Hawkeye.
Okay.
Great.
That was hard to even think about.
Mm-hmm.
You got one?
I've
got a good one. It's a short one.
Okay, I'm ready.
In the meantime, this is from Alex. Scrooge McDuck versus Bruce Wayne. He specifies... Not Batman, Bruce Wayne. I mean...
Well, it's a man versus a duck, isn't it? Yeah.
They're both rich, but I don't think Bruce Wayne would care about killing a duck. Maybe a sentient duck.
No, he'd care about killing a sentient duck.
Yeah. Do you think he'd have to pretend that he's not skilled to keep his identity?
No, because there's nobody... This is a football field. It's not like the Gotham football field.
It's not the G...
And in any case, thank you. In any case, even if that were the case, they're like, oh, look at socialite Bruce Wayne fighting some sort of weird duck monster. Like, I think it'd be fine if Bruce Wayne just, like, choked him out.
Yeah,
it'd
definitely.
Be like, Alfred, help.
You watch a lot of DuckTales.
Yes.
With the podcast, it's a duck blur.
Correct.
We've watched at least two.
Numerous times.
Yeah.
Yep.
Which
reminds me, this week, I should have mentioned up top, this week I make a return appearance on the... podcast Beer Eye with your mates guys.
Nice.
Which is a podcast where my friend Murphy McLaughlin, comedian, gets a whole bunch of mates guys together and we drink a beer and we talk about stuff. I don't drink beer, I drink cider. It's addressed in the show. Stop bringing it up. Anyway, have a good old time. Everybody should listen to that.
Did you, again, this time promise that they'd get the most downloads ever? Or did they make that promise?
It was made after the show had finished recording to somebody else who was on the show.
Right.
Who has previously been on all his least downloaded episodes. So if everybody could again download this episode.
Even if you don't listen to it.
Doesn't matter.
Prove a point.
Just to prove a point about internet celebrities.
Beer eye with your mates.
Beer eye with your mates, guys.
Guys. I love the name. Mm.
He chokes out the duck.
But what skills does how fast is Scrooge McDuck?
He's a duck.
He can't fly, can he?
Well, he's probably got a coat on.
I've never seen a duck fly in that show.
No, that's true.
Mm-hmm. He's got a cane,
that's true. He could probably give Bruce Wayne a good couple of whacks on the shin, definitely.
But again, it's man versus duck.
It is man versus duck, isn't
and
it?
And man always wins.
It's so true. Man's the most dangerous duck of all.
In a way,
right?
You got that one ready?
All right. How about, this is from Hyper Evisceration.
Oh.
We're talking about evisceration before.
We certainly
it's dangerous. Were. Stop it.
Hmm.
Nightwing versus Winter Soldier. So that's two sidekicks. It's a sidekick versus sidekick battle.
I would say they've evolved past that being sidekicks.
Nope, still sidekicks.
If you're like, it's Bucky versus Robin.
Yep.
Wasn't Bucky like a secret assassin?
Yeah, he was a bad guy.
Yeah.
I mean, originally, like, you know, he was just...
I was like, let's go, Cap.
Let's have fun. I'm a fun guy. I'm a little kid in really dangerous wartime scenarios for no reason, and the government approves this. What's going on?
Yeah.
But then when Ed Brubaker started writing the Captain America series, he was like, why would you have a kid in that scenario?
Yeah.
Because he's like a assassin. Like, he's been, for whatever reason, this kid has been trained to, like, do all the terrible things that Captain America is unwilling to do, or they don't want to show him.
Dig the latrines.
Yeah, dig the latrines. Exactly. Like, or like, you know, poison a town's water supply.
Yeah, yeah.
Like, Captain America comes in and is like, we're going to smash the Nazis, and he beats up some soldiers, but like, Bucky will get on a rooftop and shoot a store owner or whatever because he's supplying food to the Nazis or whatever, you know?
Absolutely.
Yeah. So they both moved on.
Definitely.
I think Bucky would definitely defeat Robin.
Robin?
Yeah, sure,
I'd agree with that.
Dick Grayson, Robin. He'd kill him straight away.
But what about Nightwing?
Yeah, okay.
Nightwing is like, I would say Nightwing is, I think Nightwing could go toe-to-toe with Batman.
Yeah.
I don't think he could win.
Yep.
But I think he would probably, he's one of the ones who could, he's been trained by Batman.
Yep.
He's younger than Batman. Mm-hmm. He's arguably faster.
He's faster than Batman.
Yeah.
Better acrobat.
Better, he can do 3 somersaults or something,
yeah,
can't
that's
he?
Right, yeah.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
So he's got that advantage, I guess, over Winter Soldier. Winter Soldier's got the metal arm that flies off and chokes you, though.
Sure, so. Yeah, that's true. I wonder if it can still do that.
I bet it can.
It's yet to do that again. Like, it only did it the once, I feel.
It doesn't mean that it can't do it.
All right. But would you... See, that's the thing, though. If he... like, the scenario in which you take your arm off...
Yeah.
Like, he's losing that arm.
He's not getting it back.
I'm feeling he's not getting it back. Like, I'd say if he like jettisons the arm, it flies across the football field.
Yep.
And it goes to choke Nightwing.
Mm.
Nightwing gets out like
his
like
batons.
A taser, like the batons, which like zaps him, and then the arm's out for the count.
That's true.
And then it's just Nightwing fighting a guy with one arm, which is, you know,
not,
you know what I mean?
Gonna go well.
No.
Do you think Nightwing has this?
I think maybe Winter Soldier's a better fist fighter.
Okay.
I'm going to say, but that's the thing. I'm saying he's not going to take the arm off. It's not going to happen.
No, I'd agree with that. Yeah.
And I'm, look.
That's not his go-to move, is it?
That's not his go-to move, exactly. Yeah.
To shoot it. I mean, Winter Soldier often has guns.
That's true. I'm going to say he's got a gun.
Yeah.
He's definitely got a gun.
But I still don't feel that would be a problem for Nightwing.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. I think he'd still be able to maneuver and quickly
enough. Yeah, he's
enough
fast enough.
To get...
And I think he could take a couple of, like, strays.
Yeah, definitely.
Mm-hmm. Suits bulletproof.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. What are his sticks called?
Tonfa sticks.
Yeah. Do you think that beats a metal arm?
No. I don't think it does.
What if he could?
I think he loses them all. Like, I think when they get to a close-in fight, he loses those almost immediately.
Don't you think he'd be able to zap his arm and, like, disable it?
I'm going to say not if it's... I'm going to say that trick, to me, would only work if it's not connected. I don't know why.
No, you see Captain America...
he shot it out a couple
of
times.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, I think Black Widow throws a thing on us. Somebody
oh,
does.
That's true, like, he does, yeah, okay.
I mean, that's a movie version, it's different.
Oh, no, let's throw that rule in, that's fine.
All right. But I think that would only be a temporary thing as well.
Yeah.
Would Winter Soldier be able to fight him off with one arm as his arm gets, like, kind of reboots?
Mm-hmm, yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
So do you still think it's Winter Soldier?
I think it's a long fight.
Yeah. I think if Winter Soldier got him around the neck with his metal arm, it wouldn't matter how many times Nightwing hit him.
Yes.
Because that arm works on its own accord.
Yes.
So he'd just be locked into it.
Mm-hmm.
So I think if it came down to that,
yeah,
a man
true.
Choking another man with a metal yeah, arm.
Exactly.
As
yeah.
it often does.
Yep. Uh-huh.
Yeah. Then that would be the case.
Yeah. I reckon, yeah, I think if it gets into that far, it's Winter Soldier. I reckon Nightwing could probably take it ranged.
Yeah.
He'd win ranged, sure. I think. Or if he jumps up that bloody goalpost.
Which he would.
Just bloody batarangs him.
Nightwingerang.
Nightwingeranged him. Nightwingergasagrenade him.
I'm not convinced that Winter Soldier would win.
Okay. Give me your best interpretation why he wouldn't.
Just getting punched a lot.
Oh, sure. He's very resilient.
It's true. He seems borderline superhuman.
He's borderline pain proof.
But you got to look at the people that Nightwing has gone up against as well. Like all manner of your Killer Croc and your Mr. Freeze. Like he's fought people much stronger than he is.
Yes, but Croc's a lot slower.
That's true.
Winter Soldier's pretty quick.
Yeah.
Mr. Freeze, he's
just cracking with a can of soup, which is what Batman did.
That's
in
right.
The animated series.
Yeah.
Yeah. Mm. Why do you have that can of soup on him? Because he's Batman, I guess.
That's right.
Does that mean Batman always has a can of soup on him?
We got to go back and factor that in now. God, I didn't think about that.
Yeah, I don't know. I'm not convinced, but I guess I have to concede.
I think it's going to be Winter Soldier. I'd like it to be Nightwing. I feel he's a better character.
Yeah.
He's a better character and he has more pedigree.
In terms of
he's been around longer. Bucky's been around since the 40s, but he's been in stasis for
that's true
60 years or whatever.
That's a good point. Yeah. Interesting.
Yeah. I'd like to be Nightwing, but I think it's Winter Soldier.
All right. I got a few more here, but what are we?
We're running short on time, so we'll save him up. I've got some of his saves, so we'll get to him next time.
Do you want
to
do any more?
How about this? Checker Riahi on Twitter. Mm. Bruce Wayne's parents versus Tony Stark's parents.
In a who's quicker to be dead off?
Yes. But all right, first of all, this is probably unfair, but Martha Wayne's done and Mrs. Stark, they don't do anything. They're non-characters, essentially.
In one reality, Martha Wayne becomes the Joker.
Not this one, though.
Not this one, okay.
They're standing by the sidelines clutching their pearls. Okay. It's Howard Stark versus Thomas Wayne.
Thomas Wayne, I feel like Batman's... The size of Thomas Wayne alone gives him the advantage. Like, he's not really... I don't imagine he's a heavy drinker.
Yep.
He's a doctor. Mm-hmm. He looks like he's probably worked out a little bit or he's got, 1950s fitness.
Yep. And I would say...
Even though it's not the 50s.
Again, if these guys are, pulled randomly from their realities and placed here, I would say there's an 80% chance Howard Stark is drunk.
Yeah, sure, yep. And do we ever see Howard Stark in a fist fight? He avoids confrontation. He's always like, hey, doll, I'm just trying to make a movie. That's what he's doing in the current season.
He's a guy who builds a lot of deadly gadgets.
Yes.
But the odds of him actually having one on him, slim to none.
Yeah, he's not Tony Stark in that way. He doesn't have a watch that becomes an Iron Man glove, does he?
That's right.
That would be pretty sweet, though. Yeah. I'm trying to think, has he ever had any kind of useful tech on him in the show?
In Agent Carter?
Yeah.
I don't think so, no.
A lot of his tech doesn't work either. Have you noticed that?
Yeah.
It's like a vest that explodes or something.
It is, yeah.
No, I think it's Thomas Wayne. Thomas Wayne has courage also.
Yeah, that's
true. He'll step in front of a bullet. He doesn't care.
Yeah.
Yeah. So, and then what? Martha Wayne and... What's Tony Stark's mother's name?
Can't remember.
I don't remember that. She's not in it much, is she?
No, that's true, yeah.
She hasn't even been cast in the MCU or anything.
Yeah.
Maria
Stark.
Maria Stark, okay, yeah. I don't know what she can even do. I don't know enough about her.
I think they would just snipe at each other.
Okay.
Passive aggressively.
Are they both?
Oh, I love how you just wear anything. A bit of that?
Isn't Martha Wayne a humanitarian?
Yeah, that's
though?
True, yeah. Mm-hmm.
But what's Maria
Probably
Stark?
A drunk.
Probably a drunk also. I feel like she'd be a pretty sassy lady to tame Howard Stark, though.
Yeah.
She would have had to have been, because he's I'm dating four bottles at once. I don't care.
That's actually very true. Mm. She's probably good in a fist fight.
Yeah.
I'm going to give it to Maria Stark.
Done. Yep. In your face, Martha.
That's right.
When you clutch at your pearls while your teeth are kicked in.
All right. You got one more?
We'll wrap it up. This one's from Tanner. It just says Mad Max Fatal Four-Way.
So what he's saying is it's the four different Mad Maxes.
And they essentially are.
Yeah. I mean, they are... Technically supposed to be the same character.
Yeah.
You could say they're all different characters. They're all from different universes. Yeah, whatever.
It does feel like that.
All right, let's finish with this four.
Okay. So you look at the first one from the first
Dead.
Mad Max movie.
He's done.
He's got no skills.
No skills.
Gets his leg run over.
Yeah.
He's not that mad.
He's not even that bad. Yeah.
Mad Max 2, next to the Hardy Mad Max, is probably the most...
Mad?
Yeah. But he's also got the leg brace.
Yeah.
By the time
he's still in recovery.
That's true.
Yeah.
But he's pretty bloody mad.
Yeah.
Mad Max 3 has almost superhuman reflexes.
Correct.
He can catch things behind his head and
yep.
he knows when somebody's in the room. And he also has that weird springy fist fight with a big guy.
That's
with
true.
A big
yeah. guy with Down on syndrome. Bungee cords. Yeah. yeah.
Uh-huh. And Mad Max 4 is Tom Hardy.
Correct.
So three of these are Mel Gibson.
Yes.
Prime Mel Gibson.
Yes.
Secretly racist Mel Gibson. Correct. No, nobody knew.
Yep. But Tom Hardy's British, so
yeah, that's right.
He has no power there.
That's right. And Tom Hardy is, he looks real scary.
Yeah, that's true.
He's the most physically active Max. He also has the leg brace. You can see it under yeah. his.
But then Mad Max 3 has the leg brace.
That's also true, yeah. yeah. Mm.
They've all got a bung leg.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. So, except for the first one. Oh, no, he gets his leg run over. He would get his leg run over. Does any of these, they all have the Mad Max car? Do they all appear with the car?
Oh, because no it's an integral part of the character. I'm going to say, let's do one scenario yes, one scenario no.
Okay. Yes, Tom Hardy's car gets flipped.
Yeah, so he's out of the race. He's dead immediately.
Yep.
I feel if it's cars and it's a demolition derby.
Mad Max 2 cars get flipped as well.
Yeah.
And Mad Max 3, he has a donkey in a cart.
Yeah.
So he's not going to win, is he?
I'm going to say if it's a demolition, it's them just driving their cars around a football
and
field.
And one's a donkey in a cart.
One's a donkey in a car. I'm going to say
in it's a cart.
Yeah, okay. I'm going to say cart, even sorry. Though 2 flips his car, ooh. I feel 2.
Yeah.
I feel 2's the best driver probably.
Yeah.
4. It's 2 versus 4.
4 almost walks away from his crash.
Yeah.
2 doesn't. 2's real fucked up.
Okay.
Do you remember?
Yeah, yeah.
He's all like bung-eyed and stuff.
Okay, let's give it to Demolition Derby, it's 4. Unless they're all on Hungry Hungry Hippo style bungee cords, in which case
I think
it's
it
3.
Might even be 1.
Yeah.
Because his body's not broken.
I guess that's true. Yeah, okay.
He's used to a lot of street racing.
Yeah, okay.
I don't know whether that gives you an advantage in a football field.
During a demolition derby.
Yeah. And he's got probably the freshest car.
That's true, yeah.
Mm.
But then the other guys, they got nothing to lose anymore.
That's true.
Yeah.
And maybe that first Mad Max still has his family.
Who's to say?
Who is to say?
Yeah.
Yeah. I might give it to 1.
Okay, let's give it to 1. All right.
I'm not happy about it.
Okay, but in a non-vehicle fist fight.
Yeah. Can 2 bring Dog Boy with the boomerang?
You can't bring Dog Boy. You can't bring Dog Boy. You can't bring Bruce Spence in a little weird helicopter thing.
You can't bring Charlize Theron with a metal arm.
You can't bring the guy and his butt's exposed. You can't bring the big monster man that might be bloody the guy from the first one, but it isn't.
Yeah, it's all right, yeah. I still think it's 4. I mean, look what that guy went through.
Yeah, that's true.
Like, he had the most action.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Did he get shot? I don't think he gets shot, does he? He fights the giant guy.
Yeah, yeah.
Humongous or whatever his name is.
No, Humongous was in
2. I don't think he fights Humongous.
No, he doesn't, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, okay, I think we'll give it to him.
Mm.
It's also a thing of, like, if you can imagine, like, Rocky Balboa
yeah.
fighting, like, Rocky 4?
Yes.
Like it's like a weird 80s cartoon guy
yes.
versus a real guy.
That's
kind
very
of thing.
True, yeah.
So like Mad Max 3 is the cartoon guy.
Yeah.
And Mad Max 4 is a real guy.
Yeah.
So I have to give it to the real guy.
Yeah. I'd imagine Mad Max 4
yes.
would get on the goalpost and just be swinging back and forth on it.
Oh, that's true. I'd forgotten there's...
taking dudes
I'd
out.
I'd forgotten there's bungee cords in 4 as well. Bungee cords are a recurring thing. Put it up on the board, movie executives. We want movies with bungee cords.
Was Mad Max R-rated? It must have been, right?
Fury Road?
Yeah.
I think so.
Got a dude's face torn off, so it probably was.
Oh, it came right off, didn't it?
Bloody hell, that's a good movie, isn't it?
Pretty good, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
All right, I think we'll definitely come back to this.
Yeah, we'll come back. I've got more. I've got more to go. So next time, yeah.
Yeah. Do you want to do any more, like a quick one, or do we leave it there?
Captain Phasma versus Boba Fett. Ugh. This is from Michael Pacholik on Twitter.
Who's the crappiest character?
Who's the crappiest character? Who? I guess Phasma's better because she gets thrown into a trash compactor and we assume she escapes.
Yes, but also a lot of people assume that Boba Fett escapes.
That's true.
He's definitely
canon, we
back.
Don't know.
Canon, we don't know. But also we don't know. No, we know Gwendolyn Christie is back for the next Star
That's
Wars.
That's true, yeah.
We know that for a fact. Mm-hmm. But I'd imagine that they're going to bring Boba Fett back.
Yeah.
Like, they can't not.
They can't leave him in the embarrassing situation they left him in Return of the Jedi. But in a fight.
Boba Fett's got... Well, you know what?
Boba Fett can't fall into any pits.
That's true.
So maybe
he could fly into the side of the goalpost and break his own neck.
That's true.
But Okay, we'd have to factor in the new canon for Boba Fett, where he's very competent in the comics. All or do you just want to go the movie version? Movies.
This says...
Then he's shit.
As presented in current canon, but then he says, so just episode 5 to 7.
Right.
Yeah. What does Phasma do? We never see her do anything.
No. She makes, she takes some orders. People seem to, people fear her. I feel like she got to that position because she's probably good at it.
Sure.
And I think she gave up the plans that she shut down the machine, the Death Star. It's not the Death Star.
The Starkiller.
Because she's like, you don't have a chance at this.
So it, may
it doesn't
well.
Matter.
Right, right, okay.
But you also have the theory that Boba Fett fumbled his way to the top.
Yes, I do. That's true, yeah.
Like that it's just the cool outfit. It's like a tough guy at school who's just big because nobody's ever challenged him.
Correct. Yeah. And maybe there's a little mouse droid that follows him around. He's like the Inspector Gadget where there's a little mouse droid follows him around and fixes everything. And like you know, he bumps over the bounty and the mercenary he's trying to track down. And then Boba Fett just shows up and then the chief's like, you've done it again, Boba Fett. And he's like, I sure did. I'm the best.
I bloody did it. Mm-hmm. Also, Darth Vader warns Boba Fett, he's like, no disintegrations.
Yeah.
Which says to me that Boba Fett disintegrated somebody either accidentally or on purpose in the past.
And he shouldn't have done.
And he I guess so. Maybe Vader wasn't clear.
Sure, yeah.
He was like, can you bring me this guy? And he just brings him like a pile of ash. And he's like, dude, come on. Yeah, you're better than this. Yeah. Mm-hmm. But I still think it's Phasma. Okay. She's probably a better shot. As well.
All right. Okay.
I don't think we see Boba Fett fire his gun or his rifle, blaster rifle. Uh-huh. I'm sorry, everybody.
It's okay.
I'm trying to think. I think he raises it a few times, but we never see him shoot it.
Yeah.
But then again, we never see Phasma do it either.
We never see Phasma do anything besides get thrown into a crash.
You know what? They both fall over. I don't know.
Are you saying
Boba Fett flies into the side of the golf post, breaks his own neck? I don't know.
I feel, yeah, and then Phasma leans over to see what's going on and is incinerated by his flamethrower. It's just, like he hits a switch and he's like, what's that do, I wonder? Incinerated by the flamethrower.
Done. Yeah. Awesome. But we look forward to seeing what they do next in their movies. Mm-hmm. All right. You know what it's time for then?
Oh, it's time for our famous segment.
It is.
What we reading? What we gonna read? As I said the whole thing.
You did. As a theme song, doesn't it? I'm doing the theme. What are you bloody reading?
Oh, I finally got to. Did you talk about it last week? Have you? You've been
Yarn
watching...
Boy. I've been talking about it.
Yarn Boy. God, I've been watching Louis C.K.'s sitcom.
I haven't
Horace
watched a second. How many episodes
There's
is it?
Four
in?
Out. And
I've oh my
three.
God, I've only watched one.
Yeah. So Louis C.K. For people who don't know, you probably know. Stand-up comedian Louis C.K. has released. He's written, directed, produced, and self-funded a sitcom. That he releases on his website. It's called Horace and Pete. It's about, it's him as Horace and Steve Buscemi as Pete.
Yep.
And they both run like a downtrodden, like dive bar.
That they hate.
And it's got Steve Buscemi, it's got Alan Alda, it's got Edie Falco, it's got a theme song by Paul Simon.
Yes.
And just all, like, and it's just, it's not a comedy so much. I mean, it's funny.
It's kind of like a sad version of Cheers.
It's like sad Cheers. Because like when, so most people know Louis from his, you know, FX show Louis.
Yeah.
But prior to that, he also had a sitcom called Lucky Louis, which was on HBO. And it was basically like, this is a fun family sitcom, except it's a family who are just kind of struggling and they're not doing too well.
Right.
It's like sad situations and they're poor and there's bad language and adult situations.
But it's got like the set of
It's got the multi-camera setup and the audience. And it didn't do well, but it's very interesting to watch.
Yeah. Is it good though?
Yeah, it's pretty good.
I've never seen it. Yeah.
But yeah, so this, I guess, is his take on Cheers, which is just a whole bunch of sad people in a bar.
Drunks in a bar.
Just being drunk.
Drinking watered-down alcohol.
Watered-down alcohol and being racist and just thinking about better times and being sad.
That's
and
right.
It's really interesting.
Yeah, totally. Like, I love the first episode.
First episode's $5, then one episode's $2.
Because people got upset.
People got upset that a TV show he's made by himself and paid for himself, starring like award-winning actors... cost $5 for an hour.
Yeah.
And so he's like, well, okay, well, the next one's $2 and then I'll just release him for $3.
Yeah.
Because that's the standard price for...
That's insanity.
Yeah, it is, right?
Just pay $5. Who cares?
But again, if you go into it expecting fun, hilarious times,
it certainly
it's
isn't.
Definitely not that.
There are funny moments.
Yeah.
Alan Alda is so good in that.
Yeah, he is.
I love the moment in the first one where the tax... guy consults him. He's like, how much do you get paid? He's like, none of your business.
Yeah.
It's like, I take what I want from the till.
What I wonder about, you know, when you see somebody like Alan Alda, here's a thought that I had.
Yeah.
Is it that he looks very good for his age and they age him up for this?
Yeah.
Or does he look really old and they de-age him when he does like a mainstream movie?
That's a very good question. I'm going to look up Alan Alda.
2015.
See what he looks like.
Okay, good.
You have to say 2015 because there wouldn't be enough pictures of him yet.
Correct.
No, he looks good, man. He looks sharp.
He must have been old, aged up.
Yeah, because they give him that sweater and he kind of hunches over.
Yeah, true.
There's a. I don't know what this picture is. Can you explain this? I'm going to knock that. He looks like he's got a bomb.
Like a bomb
old him. Alan Alda with a bomb strapped to his neck.
It must be like...
like an episode of...
24 or something. Yeah, exactly. Yeah, I don't know. Yeah.
But it doesn't... I don't know.
Yeah. Anyway, what you've been reading this week?
I watched a movie I've been meaning to see for ages. It's called Room. It's not called The Room.
Right.
If you don't know the premise, all you really want to know is when you go in, there's a girl and she's basically... oh, she's not a girl. She's like mid-20s. She's been trapped.
So she's not a girl. She's not yet a woman.
That's right.
Yeah.
She's been kidnapped. It's made clear from the start. And she's been trapped in this room. And in the time her being in her being there and being kept by this guy, she's had a son to him, and it's them in this room. And I don't know, if you haven't seen it, I don't really want to go into any more kind of detail with it. It's very harrowing, but also very uplifting.
Is it set, you don't have to say if it's a spoiler, is it set after is she released?
Sorry guys, the memory card got full and we stopped recording the podcast.
We've had 120 episodes of that memory card.
No, I have been deleting it, but I just haven't done it.
No, that's got 120 episodes on it.
It had. I just deleted them all.
Oh, no!
Yeah, so, look, The Room. Bloody, if you like a harrowing ordeal.
Yeah, who doesn't?
Bloody get into it.
We've got two harrowing recommendations.
We certainly do.
Did we watch anything fun this week?
I watched something fun-ish. Yes. Walking Dead came back.
Oh, yes.
You're into it, aren't you?
Nope.
I think you should watch just the back end of this season.
You keep saying that. The back end.
Just this from now.
All right, fine.
It's got a great opening.
Okay.
It's got an amazing opening.
What season is this, 5 or something?
I don't fucking know. It just goes forever.
Great.
It's just people meandering in the woods.
It doesn't sound fun.
It's not fun. It's garbage. It's not that bad.
Okay,
it's
great.
Weird. It's a weird mix of like, you know what? Oddest Trailers did a Oddest Trailer on it this week.
Yes.
And they really summed it up. It's like there's like two or four really great episodes.
Yes.
And there's like 8 filler.
Oh,
and
boy.
There's like 3 to 6 okay ones, which is pretty much what it is. And there's a lot of people like discussing. They're like, we got to do what's good for the community. And then he's like, I don't want to be in charge. And then he's like, I'm in charge.
I have to say, you're really selling it.
Well, you know, I just think it'd be an interesting episode to talk about.
Yep.
Because it is one of the most popular shows in the world. I shouldn't say it's crap. It's not. People are good in it. Like the special effects is amazing.
Uh-huh.
I just feel like this story-wise, it could be whittled down from however many episodes there are a season to like 10. Uh-huh. Like 10 really good ones.
Right.
But they don't. It just goes forever. Makes a lot of money though. And then there's AMC's Walking Dead, which comes on straight after, and they talk about how great every episode is or whatever.
Love it.
Which I've never seen. Anyway, Walking Dead's back. Who cares?
Hey, you know what it's time for?
What is it time for?
Time for a lettuce theme. Let's segment. Wait.
I was going to say, you were bloody on that today.
I was bloody on that, and then everything fell to pieces. Then I'm like, oh, volume's down, and then like...
That sounded loud enough in these ones,
okay,
mate.
Okay, here we go.
Yeah. That bloke's got some good pipes, mate.
Yeah, he does.
Yeah. All right. I got some letters for the week.
RKM 424.
That's it.
Rackham.
This is from Peter K. Hey, the other week I remember that you guys are Australian. I wanted to ask you a question.
What?
But I probably forgot to do that, so I'll ask now. What do you think about Farscape, and do you think the series could ever return in a normal non-comic book format? Given the current lack of quality space-themed TV shows, this era of sci-fi is greatly missed. From Peter K. Did you ever watch Farscape?
Yeah, it was too Muppety for me.
Too Muppety?
Yeah.
It was filmed in Australia, wasn't it?
Yeah,
it was
the home of Muppets.
The home of... A lot of our creatures look like Muppets, don't they?
Mm-hmm.
A lot of our animals.
The Bilby looks like a Muppet.
That's true. Remember they tried to replace the Easter Bunny with the Easter Bilby in Australia? Because they're like, the rabbit is a pest. The Bilby's a national treasure. Who cares what a fuck? I've never seen a Bilby. I've seen
the
a
kids
lot
want
of bloody...
the chocolate. It's on the put it on the bloody board. Our kids want native Australian. No, we don't care. We want the chocolate.
That's right.
Just give us chocolate.
Do you remember?
Just give us the bloody chocolate slurry. That's what we want. Just a bloody machine that shoots chocolate in our mouths.
Do you remember the movie Hop, where Russell Brand played the son of the Easter Bunny, or voiced him?
Yep.
And he just wanted to be a drummer, right, and he lived with James Marsden.
Great.
Maybe he could also rap, because they all do.
Yep.
I never really saw it. You know who's a big fan of this, though? My brother, the one you don't like.
Thank you.
And he... There's a lot of parallels, apparently, between this and Guardians.
Yeah, okay, I see that. Yeah. All right.
I'm not saying it's stolen. My brother's saying that, though.
Wow.
Bloody hit him up.
Yeah.
But that's right. But it's... I feel like if there was a window for this to come back, it was around Guardians, and then they kind of missed it.
Yeah.
But I feel like with Star Wars and Battlestar maybe coming back, and then another Guardians, there might be... And another Star Trek TV series and a movie.
Yep.
Maybe that window is kind of opening up again. But I think they need to get in before we get a bloody slew of them.
Yes. Also...
Before Firefly comes back.
Yes, exactly. Which is definitely going to happen very soon. Fingers crossed. I think we're going to... It's going to have to be like a fresh start. It's gonna If they're going to do a movie or a new series, it's going to have to be... You don't have to know anything about these characters going in, because it's too late for me.
I'm
not going back to the Jim Henson Creature Workshop weird looking
Muppets
situation.
Mid-2000 Muppets.
I can't go back to it.
Yeah.
I don't have the time.
Or the patience.
Or the patience.
Or the energy.
And yeah.
Or the foresight.
None of those things.
Yeah. So, no.
No.
no Farscape.
Correct.
Soft reboot if it is.
Yeah.
Is that what you're saying?
Not even soft reboot, but more like Serenity, where you don't have to know any of the characters, really.
No.
You can just go in fresh.
But you learn to love them.
You learn to love them, exactly.
Good stuff. But yeah, like I said, my brother's a big fan of that series, and I know a lot of people are, especially if you like Muppets. This is from Thomas, at Geeky Sports Fan on Twitter. Would you rather see a Red Hood Batman solo movie or a Hush Batman solo movie? Bear in mind, we'll probably see both, I'd imagine.
Red Hood. Hush is too complicated.
To do immediately?
And also, that's the thing, like, I don't... Hush's origin is... I don't like it. It's again, the way...
Are we spoiling Hush, I guess?
I guess, I'm sure we've done it before.
Yeah.
Like, the problem with Hush is that it was this weird mystery of who's Hush,
yeah.
And then it turned out Hush was the only new character introduced in that story.
In Hush,
yeah, exactly. Well, obviously it's...
Yeah.
And they were like, oh, maybe it's going to be... You know, maybe Jason Todd back from the dead, wasn't.
No, it wasn't.
Then again,
canonically, if they bring back, if they're like, is it Jason Todd, they'd have to do it first.
Nah.
I mean, if they were doing a straight adaptation.
I guess that's true. Look, I think Red Hood is better because we know there's a dead Robin
in
this universe.
Yes, yep.
And so we can much more easily bring him back. So
I don't think anybody would be tricked by the Hush twist.
And also, again, nobody knows who Hush is, but everybody knows Batman and Robin.
If
you never read a comic book or anything like that, you know Batman and Robin.
Yep.
And this might throw you for a loop.
Yep.
But you'd be like, oh, it's a Robin.
Yep.
Now he's a villain. Isn't that a fun twist?
It's a bloody Robin.
Like we've seen, like we have been aware of this for years, but people who just go to the movies to have a fun time, they'd be like, what an amazing twist.
What an amazing twist, exactly. Amazing twist. Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's a really good point. But you know what? That being said, Hush has a whole lot of good kind of showdowns between Batman and a bunch of supervillains.
Yeah, yeah. That's true.
Which would be cool to see. Like, I'd like to see more of Batman's rogues gallery, and Hush would be a good opportunity to do that.
I guess
Red Hood has a few, but it has like a Mazo.
But also I feel you could do that. Like, you could do that with Red Hood.
Yeah, totally.
You could
just
have him say, okay, I'm organizing these villains.
Yes.
And I know Batman's secret identity, so I'm going to send all these villains at him. You don't need Hush at all.
That's a good point.
Yeah.
I agree.
Should have just made him Robin in the first place.
In your face. Do you reckon they did when they were like,
I feel, shit. They originally were like, Hush is going to be revealed as Jason Todd.
Yeah.
And then they're like, for whatever reason, we can't do it. We have to retool this story.
Yeah.
That may or may not be true, but like all the clues point that way.
It's true.
And it seems very odd. Yes. It seems very odd that will be, it's a very specific and weird fake out.
Yeah.
To have everyone think it's Jason Todd and then the reveal be it's just the one, it's the new guy.
Right.
Who cares?
Okay, fair enough. Mm. Okay, so a lot of people have tweeted this. I don't have it for anybody specifically, but Shia LaBeouf is in an elevator.
Sure. Is he still in the elevator?
I only read the headlines.
Sure, yeah. But he's live streaming or something.
Yeah.
And he's in England?
He also punched
he's
a guy in the face.
He
hit a guy in the face or something. Well, he was doing a talk there, and so he decided to ride the elevator all day chatting to people.
Where does he pee? Is he peeing in the
elevator?
Yeah,
he leaves to pee.
Oh, well, then he's not in an elevator.
in your face.
What's the name of that guy? He's a magician, but he's really just that endurance guy. And he's always just in a box above the streets or whatever.
I don't know.
Okay, great.
Streeto magician. Yeah, not Chris Angel.
No, doesn't matter.
Not the amazing Burt Wonderstone.
No. Anyway, what I'm saying is that is a real endurance trick. If you're in an elevator for 24 hours, but you're leaving to pee and eat and check your emails and make phone calls, you're not really in an elevator for 24 hours. It's like saying I'm stuck in this broom closet all 24 hours, but I'm going into my bedroom to sleep, and I'm going to my kitchen to eat, I'm going to my bathroom to shower. So
that's a good point. Mm-hmm. Yeah, look, I still like the idea that Shia LaBeouf is trapped in this loop of like doing weird art things in the hope that he gains some legitimacy from it. Like he's just spiraling and hope that somebody's like, you are a real artist,
exactly. Yeah.
You're validated in your choice to steal somebody else's work and make a short movie about it. Yeah, what a dickhead. All right, that's the show.
Anyway, on that note.
Yeah, what a dickhead. And that's the end of the show,
that is the
it?
End of the show.
Yeah.
All right, where can they find us on the internet? I'll start this all again.
Nah.
We'll keep it rolling. Okay, if you want to find us on the internet, you can go to Weekly Planet Pod at Twitter and Gmail and Facebook and Bandcamp, where we've got all sorts of audio commentaries for movies and such.
Yes.
I'm at Wikipedia Brown on Twitter.
I'm at Mr. Sunday Movies on Twitter.
You can also follow The Weekly Planet on Twitter.
That's correct. Thank you for the Brute and the Basilisk for the theme songs and also Rackham.
Yep. Yeah. Thank you to everyone who subscribes on Patreon.
Yes.
Patreon.com/Mr. Sunday Movies.
There's one in particular we need to shout out.
Shout out a couple, a whole bunch of people up the top there.
Good, absolutely. Michael. He's donated $82 a month for like
we put up a joke ages. Like it's a in joke our Patreon we say like, hey, why don't you donate $1 or $2 or something like that a month, you know, whatever you feel, whatever would fall out of your pocket you wouldn't notice, maybe you donate that amount of money just to keep the show running, keep the lights
that's
on,
exactly,
etc. And we right at the bottom we put a joke on, it's like donate $82 click the button a million times, we want millions of dollars, whatever.
Michael, somebody did it,
has actually done that consistently, donated $82, which is amazing.
We suspect he's forgotten.
We suspect maybe he's forgotten, like sometimes.
Which is why we're also bringing it up.
Yeah, we're like, oh, what if he listens to this and he's like, oh my God, I've been doing that for months. No wonder I'm poor.
Yeah.
Yeah.
We've also got like some other big donations. Kieran has donated a shitload of money as well. Rourke, Sean. I don't want to say your last names in case, you know.
In case people realize you're rich and come to your house and kill you.
Webb, Christopher, Eric, Jonathan. I mean, they could be anybody, couldn't they? Sure, yeah. Anything, but no, there's some.
But you guys know who you are.
Yeah, thank you.
Unless once again you've forgotten that you do
no,
that.
No, we genuinely appreciate it. Yeah, it helps us keep the lights on because, you know, a lot of our money does come from this because YouTube's a bloody crapshoot, mate. Well, for me it is anyway. Yeah, you don't have a YouTube channel,
don't
do you,
have a
mate?
Channel,
do you,
yeah.
You ever? Has anyone asked you?
Maybe, yeah, you, but maybe, I don't know the same.
Think about it. What you can do. You could be a sweet. You could increase your internet celebrity profile.
Oh, that's so true.
Yeah, you didn't even think about that.
Man.
All right, next week. I was thinking.
Yes.
Okay, we've got some options.
Okay.
Let's talk about them now and waste everybody's time.
Great.
Batman and Superman is coming out in about a month.
Yep.
I reckon we should do a Superman episode on Superman movies and a Batman episode on Batman movies, but either only the Burton ones or only the Dark Knight ones.
Okay.
And the Superman ones, all the Superman movies are set in the same universe except for the Man of Steel one.
Right.
Right?
Uh-huh.
We could do one of those.
Yes.
We could also do R-rated comic book characters or movies we'd like to see as R-rated comic books.
Oh, that could work
too. But like
too.
Good versions.
Yeah, okay. I like
do you want to do that one next
Yeah, let's
week?
Do that one, yeah.
All right, so if people want to tweet us at Weekly Planet Pod if they've got some suggestions.
Yeah.
We may just talk about them.
Love it.
Or we might not. We might just do a different thing next week.
Yeah.
Because that often happens also, doesn't it?
Yes.
Yeah, pretty good. All right, that's the show.
That's the show. Grab Dab Jam, everybody. We'll see you next week.
Both hands. Bloody do it. Bye. You're going to say bye last.
Oh, bye.
It's back.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.